Blog Talk Radio.
That I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Circle.
He's always been enough. He'll always be enough because he's Jireh. You know, every time I play that song, you know, the words just minister so, so, so deeply to me. And I pray that they minister to you. You know, I listen to music, worship, and, you know, it's the words that edify and build up. And, you know, I'm all over the place tonight with some things the Lord has been speaking to me and share a little bit with you. So glad to have you to be a part of what God is doing tonight with Prophetic Grace Network. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and I'm happy to be able to be a part of what God is doing in you. You know, getting back to that song, you know, some words really, really stuck out to me in regards to some things that the Lord has been speaking to me about his people, about the season that we're in, and you know, how so many people are just, you know, they're just displaced. But because I know, you know, we know that Jireh is enough. He loved me and has loved me more than I could ever imagine. And you know what? That is enough. And they don't know the depth of love. They don't know the depth of the price paid for him. For him. They and have a revelation of this God that we serve, this King, this God, you know, that the God of all the universe sent his son, Jesus, that he would be more than enough for us, that it's more than we can even imagine, and that we were already chosen before the foundation. And that because of that, we can know who we are in him, because he is enough. He is our portion. We are his prize. You know, he paid a price for us. I play it often, but it's like, you know, things come in the seasons that we are. A lot of people are fretting. They're worrying. You know, even some lyrics in that song said, we're not supposed to worry. Don't worry, because our Father loves us. He loves us. If we could just get a hold of that in a way that we've never grabbed a hold of it before. You know, I had the opportunity to be a part of a prayer gathering the other night. And, you know, she had some different prayer points that she wanted each one of us to kind of touch on. And, you know, I was given this prayer point. I'll get into that a little bit in just a little bit. But I was given this prayer point, and, you know, I thought about it later, and even while I was sitting there, you know, this particular prayer point, it's like God began to minister to me about how people are just not comfortable in who they are and who God has made them to be. That's why there is an identity crisis going on, because they don't know who God created them to be, and they're not comfortable in their own skin. And there are Christians that are walking around that are not comfortable in their own skin. And do you know that the Lord just began to, I felt the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me that was an insult to him, where we're not comfortable in who he made us to be. Not that we are perfect, not that there are not things that need to be taken care of, and we're supposed to be walking after the Spirit of God to be perfected in and through him, but just to know that God created us uniquely. We're wonderfully and marvelously created. And when we despise who we are and we're not comfortable in our own skin, it's telling God that we're displeased with his design and that we're not happy with the fact that God made us to go after him and to be more like him. But we can't get past that because we just can't get past ourselves, our insecurity, the things that we want to have escalated and elevated in our life, when we just need to submit it all to the Lord and be as he wants us to be. So if that's going on with the body of Christ, how much more do we realize it's going on with those who don't know Christ, those who are lost, those are who are without hope? You know, my prayer point, I'll go ahead and mention it, it was suicide. You know, she had like several different prayer points. There was addictions and family, government, sensuality, witchcraft, fatherlessness, religious spirit, marketplace, infirmities, you know, all of these different prayer points. And she gave me the suicide one. And I know it wasn't by happen chance or accident that I ended up with that, because I worked crisis for a number of years where I was on call 24/7 for suicide intervention and people with drug overdose issues and situations. I don't even think she really even remembered or knew that. But it was just something that I felt that the Lord wanted me to realize how much this is going on in our nation, in our very small community. I remember when I was doing this maybe about 5 years ago and working with crisis intervention with this, I had people from the ages of like 7 or 8 years old wanting to end their lives all the way up to like 70. People who didn't want to live. People who had lost hope. People who just had given up. So many young people. I live in a small community, so it was very astonishing to hear and to see these things happening to, you know, one night I was on call from, I got up there at around, I guess, 12 noon that day to what I would do is basically talk to them. And I could sense when I walked in the room whether this person, it was more of a chemical imbalance or whether it was demonic. And I remember that that's one particular day, I got up there at noon, and I was there. I took an hour, like, break to go home and get something to eat between, like, 7 and 8, something like that. But I was up there from 12 noon until, like, 5 a.m. the next morning with people coming in. As soon as I would finish with one person, deal with them about 2 or 3 hours of talking to them, getting their paperwork in order to get them shipped to a facility, then time I would finish that, you know, 2 or 3 hours, one person, here comes the next, and here comes the next, and here comes the next, and here comes the next. And it went on from like almost 12 noon until 5 a.m. the next morning. And that particular time I was dealing with a 8-year-old boy who not only wanted to kill himself, but he wanted to kill everybody in his household, his sister, his brother, and his mother. We're living in a society and in a time where people are so lost. And, you know, as I spoke on that the other night, you know, the Lord really wanted me to get an understanding that people really are not, they're insecure in who they are. They don't know who they are. They're looking for answers and other things and other people other than God. And as God, I felt he began to speak to me and say how that hurt him knowing that what he had created did not look to him, did not want him. You know, so many, and just so lost, not being able to accept who they are and let God come in and do the work and finish the work. These are hard times for a lot of people. But he is Jireh. He wants us to know that he is more than enough. His love is more than enough. We don't have to worry. Our Father loves us. He's always been enough, and he will always be enough for us. So welcome tonight to Prophetic Grace Network. Welcome. And we pray that the Spirit of God will reign mightily in this place tonight and penetrate the airways to touch those who don't know that there is a God who loves them so. You know, part of what I said the other night was, you know, we should be so full of the presence of God that we carry his glory into the marketplace, that those who were thinking of dying and ending their lives, those who are overcome with the pressures of life from drug addiction and all sorts of other addictions, that they would be changed just by the presence of the power in the Spirit of God resting on his people, that when we walk into a Walmart, the atmosphere will change. When we walk into a place to do business, the atmosphere will change. When we walk into a place for fellowship or for at a restaurant or something, the atmosphere should shift. The people of God are needed. You are needed. I am needed. We're needed to make a difference because there are people who don't know that he is enough. And that was my point, you know, that I focused in on, is that we should carry the glory of God. We should carry the presence of God everywhere we go. We should carry the torch, the light of Jesus. There are so many that are in darkness. They're lost. But do you know, and I know you do, that the light dispels the darkness? And how do we get to this place where we're carrying? You know, in the Bible it talks about, I believe it was Peter, how his shadow healed as he entered places and his shadow fell on those and they were healed. God, I want that. I had an opportunity many years ago that I was in a woman's meeting, a woman's prayer breakfast. Well, it wasn't a breakfast, it was a prayer meeting. And I remember someone speaking that to me. And it touched me because I wasn't like a real new Christian, but I was just really wanting God's presence to just manifest in a way that I had never, you know, seen before. You know, I kind of I met a pastor at one time that came and was, you know, they moved them around the circuit a lot. And he was really on fire, you know. I rededicated my life to the Lord, an overwhelming desire to run to the altar and to fall out on the altar and to seek God. And next thing I knew, all my friends were up there. It was about 7 or 8 of us all ran to the altar. I don't know why I ran. I don't know what he said. I can't remember to this day what this man said. But they were by his expression. But he had made an impact on us. That's what we're to do. Whatever he said, I don't know what he said. I can't remember. But I know the Spirit of God moved to the point where I was in tears at 14 years old running to the altar, crying out to God. And I, next thing I know, about 5 or 6 of my friends were up there as well. You know, it just happened. And they were insulted and offended by this move of God on teenagers. What's that? What is that about? But that was the impact of the Holy Spirit in a place that didn't even recognize the Spirit of God when it showed up. They were insulted. They were offended by the presence of God showing up. They didn't even have a clue that this is a move of God when you have 5, 6, 7 teenagers falling at the altar, weeping before God, and you don't even know why you're there, except for that you know that you're a sinner and you need to be saved. You need to be changed. That's what we need in our lives right now. That when we walk into places, people need to know that something shifted in here. Something changed. The atmosphere changed. That's what happens when we carry the glory of God. That's what happens when we spend time in the presence of God. We don't have to do any great demonstration or feat or filling out the entire Bible so someone can hear us, but just to carry him will make a difference. That's what that man did. That's what that pastor did. He brought the presence of God in that place, and we didn't know how we ended up at that altar. We just know we were there and that we needed God to do something. I was 14. My friends were like 14, 15. That's what we need now. The wickedness has risen to a whole new level in our society. So I don't even want to look at the TV. You know, you turn it on, and I'm seeing some perversion that I don't want to see. Why? Because the people of God have not carried the presence of God the way we should to affect this nation, to affect our communities, to affect the society, to raise up the banner. He said, if I be lifted up, he will draw. How do we lift him up? By carrying him. Glory be to God. That's how he's lifted up. We carry him. He said, lift up. When you carry something, you're lifting it. We carry him. And he says, if I be lifted, he will do some amazing things in the lives of those who are around us. Amazing things in the lives of those who need hope. I remember I went to get my nails done, and I don't go often because I don't spend money like that. But I went to get a pedicure, and I remember that it was a few years after I had been working at the job, you know, during the crisis. And this young man said, "Do you remember me?" And I was like, And I was like, "Oh my gosh." He'd start cutting. You know, that I'm not in that. I guess, I don't know if that's still a thing big now, but back a few years back, that was a thing. These teenagers around here were cutting themselves. And he says, I don't want to live. Talking to him. And for some, it was the Spirit of God. I knew there was something different about him, that the enemy did not want this young man to live. And I remember praying for him, and I began to talk to him, come to find out it was someone my son knew, my youngest son knew. And I remember, and he says, "I just want to thank you." That was years ago, not at least about 5 years ago. "I just want to thank you for being," I didn't even remember him. But then when he began to talk, I said, "He says, I just want to thank you for being there. You know, people, there are people who just want you to be there. They just need things and the presence of God into a place where they are, which is desolate, which is dried up, which is chaotic, which is without hope. They need you to carry the presence of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God into their dark situation. We should be walking into places and people need to be coming up and saying, what did you do? I need you to pray for me. I sense there's something going on with you. Not that we're hated, but that he can be lifted up. And his word says, if he is lifted up, he will do the drawing. That's what our lives should be about. Our lives should be carrying him to lift him up, carrying him to draw others, carrying him where in darkness shall see the light, purpose. When anybody wants to like, what is my purpose on earth? That's your purpose. Born again is the power and the majesty of the that is your ultimate purpose. And the word tells us in Matthew that to seek ye first the kingdom of God, business. To me, that sounds like we're trying to get up in the presence of God. Sounds like we're trying to connect with the Spirit of God. He says, and these things shall be unto you. Why? Because you chose to carry me. Because you chose to exalt me. Because you show forth my glory to come forth. Sounds like a mandate to me. Not just a few. Me. Hallelujah. You know, and the Lord had been speaking to me the last several days. I had heard prayer meeting on Friday, Isaiah 43. You know, how God wants to bring rivers to the desert. And this morning I got up and I went to, a friend of mine, she wrote a book, and I had purchased it off Amazon, and the Lord had prompted me to get back into, you know, prayer points, and believe it or not, when I went to my Kindle and I opened that up for today, it was Isaiah 43 this morning. So I know the Lord was speaking, and then I go to church this morning, 43. What is the Lord wanting me to know about this? He wants me to know he's in control. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to start. But this was heavy on me. I just really needed to share this, Isaiah 43. I'll read the whole thing. But in verse 18, it talks about, it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Glory be to God. And, you know, what really prompted, you know, this in me, I believe, you know, we were at this, the prayer service with the different points, and I kept hearing this in my spirit man. Behold, I want to do a new thing. And so basically what we're doing here is we're praying over of being known as bloody tombs, much illegal activity for centuries have gone on through here. It was named after a Confederate general, this county, Robert Toombs. And different things, I believe the woman who was had set this up, she'd done some research on the area. There had been a massacre, you know, of, I believe, the Creek Indians also around the rivers here. She went in to and talked about, well, I already knew this particular thing because it had happened some years ago, and it was actually on the news. Savannah News had covered the area. Al Capone, there was a hotel here that burned to the ground, and it was known as a hangout for Al Capone to hang out in this county, oversee illegal activities, gambling, murders. All right, from what I understand, a few other people who had, you know, not the best reputation hung out in this area. And it was a place when I first moved here that I would have people tell me, you know, certain people who not to talk to or rent from or take anything from because they were known to be a part of something called the Dixie Mafia. And I was told how people in this area, you know, knock somebody's door and blow them away, and they would just get in their black car and drive on off, and nothing was ever said or done about it. And so, you know, this is where I came, and I was like, Lord, after I found out I was here, I was like, oh, wow, you know. So she talked all about that with the prayer points on Friday, and I kept hearing in my spirit, man, I'm going to do a new thing. Holly's going to do something new. And all of these different points that, you know, I mentioned, some of them, you know, were focused on and were an assignment for us to take on. It's known, the town that I live in, two towns in one county, Toombs, was known as the town where murderers meet. So that one of the prayer points, of course, was murder. There's a lot of addictions. There's a lot of religion. There's a lot of homelessness and families that are totally in total chaos. Government, suicide, sensuality, witchcraft's big. So we had all these different things, and I kept hearing in my spirit, man, I will do a new thing. Spring forth. This is Isaiah 4. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is where we are, people. God is going to do, but it has a lot to do with you. Are you ready to carry the torch? Are you ready to make a difference? Remember not the former things. There's some stuff that happened in here. But the word of God, and I kept hearing it over and over and over again, and three times in 3 days, the Lord has brought it to me. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Consider not that this was named Bloody Tombs. Consider not the families in disarray over the centuries and the evil that had taken place and the massacres. Consider not the things of old. Why? Because behold, God is ready to do a new thing. He's ready to do a new thing in your life. He's ready to do a new thing in your place of residence, in your community. And how's he going to do it? He's going to do it through you by carrying him into the marketplace, by carrying him into government, by carrying him even in the church against the religious spirit, by carrying him through your community and lifting him up. The presence of God being lifted up so that he will draw those who are in darkness. He is the light. Carry the torch. Who is the torch? Jesus is the torch. He says, I am the light of the world. Doesn't a torch carry light? Isn't it lifted up? Lift him up. The ultimate torch to bring people out of darkness into eternal life and light. It's on us, folks. It's on us. We can't put the blame on government and who's in the White House and who's in the mayor's office and who's sitting in the police station. We can't put it on them. We've got to take our responsibility and acknowledge that it's on us. It's on us. It's time to carry the torch. It's time to recognize. It starts with us individually first. Before we can look to anybody else, we better look at ourselves. We need to look at that man in the mirror, that woman in the mirror. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. This is the season. This is the time for the faith to be stirred and seeds of righteousness to be planted that will create an atmosphere for miracles. Walk in a way to change the atmosphere. Carry the glory of God and his presence. Plead the blood and know there's power in the blood. Sometimes I think we take the blood and then with the blood of Jesus, that is everything that has been put here applied to our lives, to apply to where we are and our situations and circumstances. For it's a time for us to walk as the spirit of Elijah. My God. Thank you, Lord. He's coming back. He's coming back. Jesus is coming back. And it's so evident in what we see, in what we hear, and what we know is going on in our world, in our communities today. That's your mandate. Everyone who's on here, your mandate is to make a difference where you are. You have been chosen. You have been called for such a time as this. He's Jireh. He's more than enough. There are people that need to know that. There are people that need to know he is God. Hallelujah.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. rushing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Greater anointing, greater. Why? Because this is what we need. This is what we have to have in the season that we're living in. We need to expect greater, a greater move of God, the greater glory, because there's greater darkness. There's deeper darkness. We are coming with greater. Hallelujah. Who's ready? Who's ready tonight? Who's ready to lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wherever we go, expecting greater to come because we have been obedient. We've died to ourselves, and we're walking in the manner in which he has orchestrated us and designed us to be, to not insult God by our insecurities, because that's an insult, because we're saying he didn't make us enough. He didn't do enough. He's done everything plus enough for us. He's more than enough. He's Jireh. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and being a part of what God is doing tonight. You know, I just had that all over me. I knew God was speaking to me this last few days, especially hearing that 3 times in 3 days, and you know, just what God has been speaking to me about. He's been speaking to you all about some things. I know it. There's some things God is speaking to his people. And I know some of you all have heard what God has been speaking. So welcome again. If you're calling in and you're listening, maybe by radio or internet, and you want to know how to get involved and, you know, be on here for a prayer, just dial 319-527-6027 and press 1. That is 319-527-6027. Press 1 if you want prayer. You'll be in the queue for me to see your hand raised for prayer. And this is about what I can do. It's about what God can do and what we can do as a part of the body of Christ together, to be in agreement on here tonight and to know that God is here. He's here. His presence is here. And we're in this thing together. This isn't my show. This is God's show. He just happened to choose me to be a vessel, and I was willing to be a part of what God wants to do. That's what you've got to do. Got to be willing to be a part of what God is calling you to do. You know, I realized that a while back. You know, when God calls you to do something, be faithful. He's faithful to us. And also, if you want to text and let me know you're there, I'll try to keep an eye on the phone. I get so caught up, guys. Sometimes I don't, you know, look. I have 2 phones. I actually prefer to use the phone instead of the speaker on the laptop. So I've got 2 phones. One I'm looking at, you know, for texts, and then the one I'm using to speak to you all. So if you need to text, it's 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. Say a prayer for me. I'm feeling really little pulled in my body, and then a friend of mine, she's like, she works in healthcare, and so she said, I think you pulled a muscle, because I work with a food bank, and I was lifting some boxes the other day. It's going to be probably really busy the next couple weeks with Thanksgiving coming up. So many people in need, you know, so many people in need. So I was lifting some boxes of groceries to give out, and I think I pulled a muscle, so it's been kind of aggravating for y'all. So y'all just say a prayer for me, and it's all good, though. God is good. All right, so that's 214-505-8719 if you want to text in and let me know you're there. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start with our calls now and just believe God for his presence to be here and for him to do what he wants to do tonight. So I'm going to start here with 605-390. And before you say anything, let me just pray. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for you being here in the midst. We lay aside everything that is not what you want, and we lift you up that you will be honored. And you tonight, we thank you for Prophet Randy. We thank you for his wife, Julie. We thank you for those ministers who have been connected here as a part of what God is doing through Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you, Lord, for protection, for healing. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, that you will be glorified and honored in all that we say and do tonight. We give God the glory. We thank him for Jesus and for the price that's been paid, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, so am I with 605-390-8642?
Yes, this is Carla in Arkansas.
Hi, Carla in Arkansas. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How about you?
Well, I'm excited. That's all I can say. You know, I'm just excited about I'm just excited about what God is doing. So hallelujah. So let's pray for you.
Okay.
For Carla out there in Arkansas. And Lord, we just thank you for even the desert places that have been wilderness. We thank you, Lord, for even as the scripture and released into the atmosphere that will want manifested in come forth regardless of the condition or the state it appears to be in. Because we believe, God, that you are a miraculous, you are a miracle working God, and you can cause new life and new growth. I just see, like, you know, just sprouting up of new life, new growth, new things in places that necessarily may not appear in the natural to bring forth much of nothing. But I thank you, Lord, that it's coming forth even in the places that maybe she has thought were impossible to bring forth growth, to bring forth blessing, to bring forth a new life, hope. And, Lord, we thank you that it will manifest as she waters it with the seeds of faith and speak over it even as if she was, you know, applying fertilizer to something to make it grow. Her words shall fertilize the things that you want to come forth in her life as she releases it over things that look like they shouldn't work in the natural, but God is a supernatural God. So we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for her seeds of faith. We thank you for the word of God that will come out of her to be released over these things that may seem to not want to come forth, but because of the Spirit of God being released by faith, they shall come forth in Jesus' name. We give you the glory for it. We thank you in advance, and we wait in expectation for you to manifest it, not us, but you, God, that you would get all the honor and all of the glory because you are God and you alone deserve it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So how's
Amen.
It going, Carla?
Well, it's going okay. I feel like I've been in the wilderness. You said that in the beginning. It's been,
yes,
you know, been on a long journey of trying to, you know, of healing and a lot of spiritual stuff going on. And I'm going through a divorce right now. And I think that was probably, I think God might have wanted that because it was not going to change. And we were unequally yoked, let's just put it that way. And he, like,
mm-hmm.
play games, you know, and pretend God told him stuff it didn't and all kinds of things like that. And so it's been a hard thing I've been dealing with lately, just realizing after all the stress and everything's kind of come down and I can see things for what they were, of realizing that I was married to somebody who didn't even care at all. And I've been going through this wilderness. I've been struggling on what God's saying to me because I'm like, God, I don't feel like I'm hearing you. I feel like he hadn't spoke to me in a while, which he probably has, and I just hadn't recognized it. But it's been maybe close to a year, it's felt like a wilderness, and I'm just struggling.
Well, I did, you know, I was seeing barrenness, bits barrenness, wilderness, you know, desert, barrenness, nothing, you know, nothing fruitful coming forth. But I just sense that, you know, as you begin to speak over your life and you call forth the blessings of God, even in a situation where it looks like, you know, why am I doing this? You know, like, I don't see anything in the natural, but that God will begin to reign on your life and your words of faith, your word of hope that you will release over your life will cause new life in you. That's what I saw coming up in a desert place.
Yeah.
My dog is trying to get my attention. Get down. in a dry place, in a desert place, in a place that is barren, I begin to see sprouts of growth come forth, but it was dependent on the releasing of the word from your mouth. So I just encourage you, yes, this is a hard place to be in. I've been there, so I know what it's like. And I you know, and when I was there, you know, it was difficult. It was difficult. It was very, very, very difficult because in my relationship, you know, I thought it was going to be married to someone who's a pastor, but it wasn't what it should have been, you know, and I got to the point where it was like, God, you just have your way here, because you can't make someone do something. I mean, it's just up to them. I mean, you listen to the word being released out of their mouth, like I was hearing you say that. This person is saying stuff, and they're not, it's like they're trying to give you the impression that they're walking with God. But it's not like that. It's not like that at all. So I know what that's like. And I look back, and that's why I believe with Isaiah 43, where it says, you know, in verse 18, to remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Why, Carla? Because he is ready. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We release that over Carla's life tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing. And it will come forth just as the word of God says. As she begins to use the word like fertilizer over her life. You know what, Carla?
What?
God has done such a work, and this is to encourage you. I released some things to some people this week that I never mentioned to anyone concerning some situations that went on in my life. You know, being married. And I just said it with such a, it shocked me because I said it in such a way that I felt no real connection to it. It was like I was talking about somebody else. And it was like the Lord said to me, it's because I've done a new thing in you. It's like it doesn't affect you anymore. Because why? I did a new thing. And it's so far removed from you, you don't even have the emotions attached of pain and hurt to that anymore. Why? Because it's brand new for you. So, Lord, we thank you for that, for Carla, that it will be brand new, that the pain and the hurt that's been associated with this situation will be so far removed from her when God works this thing out with a new thing in her, that it will be just like a faint memory. I grew up in a very kind of disruptive household. I won't say or anything like that. I never lacked or wanted for anything, but it was a very disruptive environment. And I mean, as a child growing up, I lived with a lot of like shame and a lot of fear. And over the last several years, I thought about it, and I remember growing up, you know, carrying that with me through, you know, adulthood. And but you know what, Carla? I can barely remember it anymore. It's so far removed. I have to actually think about it. That was like somewhere, somebody else at another place and in another time. And that's what God wants to do in and through you. That this will be the pain and hurt that's associated with this, that this new thing that God's doing, this old memory of this will be so far removed that you'll have to actually think, was, you know, that really did happen, and wow, you know. But I'm so removed from the pain, Carla, that it's like, that was somebody else. I don't even anymore, except for to give it as a testimony and as a witness,
right,
of what God can do. And he's going to do that with you when you water your circumstances and the situation with the faith and the word of God. You're going to come out like brand new. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we give you glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I needed that. I was just, you know, because I've been feeling, you know, I've got to use the word and speak it out. And, you know, I've been
yes.
having a hard time down and read my Bible and just trying to get into it. And it's like, I just can't. And it's been, I've just been stressing over everything. And it's just, so yeah, I'm going to work on that for sure.
Do you have the, you know, because I mean, I had a friend even confirm something to me, it was today. And she said, the Lord is telling me that sometimes you're going to have to say no. And I was like, okay, and to some things, because I just feel sometimes I'm so overwhelmed and overloaded that I don't feel like I need, that I'm being in his presence like I need to be and in my word like I need to. But I do take comfort in knowing that the word says to be hearers of the word, not just doers only. So a lot of times, you know, when I'm real busy, I will keep the Bible playing continuously on my phone, my Bible app, and in my home. And then it's like I know I'm getting the word. And then some stuff a lot of times will just leap out at me. Like I'm listening to, you know, the word, and then something will leap out at me, and then I will stop. And it causes me to go back and then kind of look at that particular verse or whatever of scripture that I felt leaped at me. And that's how, when it's really busy, when I'm really tired, when I'm really feeling like I'm fighting through to get that word, that's what I do. So, you know, play. I don't know if you have the Bible app on your phone, or, and then I have this Google thing in my house that plays the word, and I just listen to it, and it's almost like the Spirit of God will just, woo, you know, it's like, it's amazing. And it'll be like, oh, wow, I need to hear that. And then I'll go back, and that's kind of like what happened the last few days, you know, but I kept hearing that, and I kept hearing that. God has a way of getting to you exactly what you need. We just have to make
right.
ourselves available. So, yeah, try that, you know, because that really, that works for me. Because I don't have time to sometimes just sit out and just go over everything and read. But when I'm having the word read to me, and then I hear, and what I'll do, if it's a particular chapter, I'll just keep playing it over and like Isaiah 43 today before I went to church. I woke up around 8:30, and I started with Isaiah 43 because I heard it in my spirit. And then I went in there and read it. It was like that was the devotional for the day. And then I just kept playing it. Isaiah 43, over and over and over again. And every time I heard it, it was like God was saying something new to me, something different that I didn't hear before. So try that, you know.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
It's powerful, you know. It'll get in you, and God will begin to speak and minister to you like you never even thought. So
okay, appreciate
try
it.
So glad you called in, and we will believe God for Him to release to you some things that you need to hear directly from Him for direction and instruction, and that things will begin to grow as you release the word. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. You too. God bless. Amen. God is so good. He's such a personal God. You know, He's so personal, you know. Oh, my God, He's personal. All right, let's go here to 804-218. Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Hello, 804-218. Are you there? 804-218. Can you hear me? Let me re-click it again and see if something happened. Okay, let's try one more time. I may have to come back. 804-218. All right, maybe I just talked so long as people went to sleep. Okay, well, God, we just thank you, Lord, for 804-218. Lord, we just thank you for revelatory knowledge being released. Even as they look into the word and meditate on the word, God, let revelation come forth. In Jesus' name. We'll try to come back in just a bit. All right, so let's go here. Let me make a note. 804, we'll try to come back. All right, 828-989. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
Oh, I am wonderful and thoroughly enjoying your show.
Praise God. You know, I kind of enjoyed it a little bit myself. Oh, you know, I just was like, I didn't know all what God wanted to say tonight, but I'm glad He got it out. It's an amazing God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Jennifer from North Carolina tonight. And Jennifer, I don't have a whole lot to say. I'm just going to say this. I saw purple, material, like over you or in the atmosphere, just purple. And let's see, you know, purple is usually known as a color of royalty. And let's see, purple. I just saw a waving of, like, you know, this color purple over you or just in the air. So hold on, let's see what it says here. Okay, biblical. Yeah, God is an amazing God. He is just okay, so hold on. All right, so it says, here's the biblical color meaning of secondary colors. Purple in the Bible is created by mixing of red and blue, and it refers to the mixing of red as a color related to flesh and the blue relating to the word of God and healing power. And so it also says that, in addition, Jesus being clothed in a color purple denotes royalty. That's noted in Proverbs. Well, let's see. No, that's in Judges. Let's see. It says, no surprise that purple in the Bible represents royalty. And that's Judges 8 and 26. Because it was an expensive dye in ancient times. In addition to Jesus being clothed in a color of purple denotes royalty, other verses further the fact that purple is seen as a symbol of royalty in the Bible. For instance, Proverbs 31:22 says, the virtuous woman makes tapestry. And that's kind of what I saw, a tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. So hallelujah. So I don't know what that means, Jennifer. So would you like to say anything?
I have no idea. Wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, in referring to a virtuous woman, a woman who is dressed in as royalty, I guess in the eyes of God, I believe it says, you know, it's showing great value of your virtuous womanhood in the eyes of God. Because it was like it was tapestry and it was waving, you know, it was waving. And I saw it as you began to speak. So, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's almost like I just sense to tell you that it's like almost like God honoring you for the virtue of womanhood and how you've carried the word and God in a way that exemplifies him in royalty, the way a woman should carry herself representing the things of God as royalty, you know, so. Amen.
Well, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Well, that seems pretty exciting to me. I mean, to know that, that it was almost, and I would like to say, sort of like a banner, you know, just kind of waving a purple tapestry over you as a banner of royalty and who you are in the kingdom of God and who God sees you as, what you represent, who you are in him. It's like an honor, really. I just sense like a God, you know, honoring you in that sense. He knows who you are. He knows all about you and recognizes that in you. So praise God. Sounds good to me.
Yes. I'll be
anything you
want to
share or have a prayer request?
No, I'll let you get to the other callers. Yeah. Thank you so much and I bless you. Bless the Lord.
Amen. That sounds like it's pretty good. I'd sleep well with that one.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in. I appreciate it all the time when you do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Good night. Amen. That was just beautiful. I just saw this, like, tapestry. It's kind of waving. God is awesome. You know, he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Yes, he does. And he wants us to know that he loves us. He wants us to know that, you know, that we're important to him and that when we represent him, God honors that. He honors that. All right, let's go here to, let's see, that was 828. Let's go here to 469553. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi. Angel Joy. It's Barbara from Texas.
Hi, Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Hi.
Texas woman. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. God bless you. I just got in from church.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all good. Wow, y'all, okay, you just got in. Y'all had a nice long service, right?
Yes, ma'am, we had a high time in the Lord, so.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Well,
miracles, signs, wonders, and praying for people, ministering.
Amen, amen. Well, we'll pray for you, and we'll just hear what God wants to say tonight. Father, we just thank you for Barbara from Texas. We just thank you, Lord, for the seeds that she is planting. I just kind of weird. I know you all don't grow. This woman gave me last night, Friday night, something to do prophetically. And when you came on, for some reason my mind went to that, a prophetic act. In regards to what we want or desire for God to do in our area. And she actually, and I don't know, I didn't think about this with anybody else, it just popped up when you came on, is that it's connected with land. And so she gave us, we took communion, and they had these little communion cups with, you know, the piece of bread in the top and then the, you know, thing. So she says, be led to sow this wherever God tells you to do communion in the land. And I'm like, what? And then, you know, cotton grows here, you know. And she gave us this cotton, and she just says, I don't know. She says, it has seeds. And I guess because it's related to our land and what we grow here, she says, these seeds, be directed to take them and plant them where God leads you. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. And it's funny, though, when you came on, I heard planting the seeds of a prophetic thing, of doing something prophetic in the land, connected with land for you. So, Lord, I don't know what that means. I know that there are things that you are doing in and through Barbara and the things that she's involved with and the lives that she's touching. But it's almost like when I heard the word seeds, it's almost like it's because it's a prophetic act of actually believing. Of course, when we plant seeds, we expect something to grow, something to come from it, something to be developed. And it's almost like I sense that's what the Lord is saying here, that some prophetic act of involving communion and the planting of seeds that you will speak over and water and believe that the blood, of course, communion represents the blood of Jesus, to be released in these things for them to grow and come forth. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. So, I don't know what that's all about, Barbara, but how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just blessed and thanking God for what you spoke, because that's all I've been doing is planting seeds in people's lives. And they don't know that when I give to them, I'm already telling God what I want from them. Their souls to be saved and delivered or whatever they're going through. I've also been asking God to bless. And it's funny that you mentioned about cotton, because I did go to Hobby Lobby and I bought this little flower-looking thing, but it's not flower, it's cotton. And I said, God, I don't know why I'm buying this, but I'm thinking about the wealth of the land. And so I drove some in the country looking at the cotton, how it was growing and how beautiful it was. And I said, wow, this is the wealth. This is the city. This is a lot of business and things that go on here, a lot of trains, how they would harvest the cotton and grow it, and all the farmers would come. And so I wanted to buy me a cotton looked like a little flower, but they made them where it had the crocus sack, a little jar, and it had real cotton coming out of it. And so my daughter said, why would you buy something? I said, I can't tell you why, but it's for the wealth. It's for God to bless, not just spiritually, but the natural and the finances. And the more I give, the more he's going to outgive to me. And I said, so it's not even about the amount. It's the seed that I'm planting. I said, people don't realize that when I tell about the blessings, it's not, blessing with a house, blessing with a car. Da, da, da. I said, well, he said, walk in the land of blessings, inheritance, the wealth, the Canaanite blessings that's flowing with milk
right.
and honey. I said, I don't want
yeah.
just the wealth. I don't want just natural things, but you've been blessing with spiritual things. And so it was just time to plant seeds for signs, wonders, and miracles. Because when we walk into the house of God, he said, don't forget to assemble yourself. So I'm not trying to get into religious stuff, but there are some people, certain spirits have to be broken, and the strong
yes.
man has to be destroyed. So I
wow.
have to do X in certain things in order for some babes, some that's not ready for meat, but they're tired of the old tradition and religious acts. They're tired of some of the things. And some people were saying, well, we don't believe in the old. I said, well, in order to eat the pie, you need the old in order to understand the new. And so when God is doing a new thing, how are you going to know if you don't know your word or you don't study? You're going by what
right.
we say. You need to read it for yourself.
Right, right.
So,
well, this is so amazing.
Everything that
so
you were saying,
a...
that's what I was getting. That's what I told them. That's my...
Well, we're going to believe,
wow.
we're going to be in agreement. Hey, I have cotton that was just picked out of, well, first of all, I'm just going to let you know how ignorant I am as far as this is concerned, because I didn't realize about cotton in Texas.
Yeah, they have some with black
and
dirt,
yeah.
like rich soil. So I rolled around and rolled, and I looked at acres and acres of it, and I'm like, they're still
well,
growing
what
it,
I
huh?
I mean, it was like, okay, so.
It was so white
I mean,
and beautiful.
Yeah, I have a bag of that pulled up out of the ground right here in my hand.
Uh-huh.
She gave it to us Friday night. She says, I don't know why I'm giving you cotton. But basically some of the things like you were just saying is something that's connected to what she was prophetically saying about the cotton. Now, like I said, forgive my ignorance. I had no idea that, you know, I've never been to Texas. As far west as that I've ever been is Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I didn't know cotton grew. I didn't know cotton grew in Texas. So I'm here talking about cotton. I'm thinking, this woman, what's she, you know. And I mean, we got cotton. We have cotton all over the place right now. You know, it's, you know, and – you know, I'm not going to say what I was going to say about cotton, but anyway, I just didn't realize when I was growing up that cotton grew this time of the year, you know, because the movies always make it look like it's, you know, different time of year. But
I
anyway,
don't know
so,
if it's growing this time of the year, but I did see it.
Oh, it is
in
growing.
The summer.
I have it grows this time of year. I don't see much in the summer. This is when it grows.
Oh,
I
don't.
See eight. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I drive the roads here. I'm in rural Georgia. There are acres and acres and acres and acres of cotton. So I have cotton that was just pulled up out of the ground in my hand right now. And so as
mm-hmm.
you begin to speak as a point of contact, I am holding this cotton because I'm in agreement with you and what you said. I have the seeds
mm-hmm.
in my hand for cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the actual
mm-hmm.
cotton that was just pulled up out of the Georgia soil in my hand right now. She gave me a little brown bag. Well, she gave us all a little brown bag
uh-huh.
of cotton. And, you know, mm-hmm. I know this is prophetic. This is, you're talking about this is not by accident that I would have a bag of cotton on God releasing that. I mean, because I mean, like I said,
mm-hmm.
in my ignorance, I didn't even know you even saw cotton out there in Texas.
Well, I was just riding and looking, and sometimes the Lord will drop it in my spirit to just ride and look. And as I be looking, I'm praying, and I'm asking God to order my steps. And I know that cotton is part of our wealth and our inheritance. So I asked God, I said, I was just riding and looking and see in my home, I grow a lot of flowers. And I grow, I got like over 40 or 50 plants. And so I had to bring them in because of the weather. And I just love watching them grow because of life. I have all kinds of things that my daughter had left me when she moved away out of the state. So she couldn't take them with her. So she left me all of hers. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to grow this stuff? How do you do it? So I never knew that my hands are blessed to grow anything like that. You know, and so it was my first time, and I didn't realize it until when I got the house, said, I'm going to have a garden of nothing but flowers. And so I just did flowers, and people passed by taking pictures. Why is your yard so beautiful? How did you do that? Who is your gardener? And I'm like, I don't have a gardener. All I have is Jesus, and I'm the person that does it. I was just practicing, and it grew. It just turned to be beautiful. I had like one or two ivories from when my mother passed away in remembrance of her. And then, you know, the church or different people bring flowers. So I still have all the flowers except for the ones that don't grow back. And then they did my father that way. So it was just more flowers. And they just, and I just start buying them. Every time I go to the grocery store, I buy a flower and plant it. And I just speak a blessing over it. And I tell God what I want because I know he says when we speak things, in secret here where water's open. So I did it and I saw it and I have everything he promised me. So now he's showing me the how to multiply with the souls, not just speaking and talking about it, not just hearing the word, but being doers of the word. So I'm just asking God, you know, I'm asking him to do what he promised. And now I'm beginning to see it. It took years.
That's amazing.
And he said, now it's not going to take all of those years that we used to do. So I'm just watching, and I see it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and that seed, you know, something is something about the seed. So then you're talking about, you know, so I don't know what this is connected with, but I know it's not by accident or happen chance that I would speak that and you were talking about, you know, cotton. Like I said, I don't know what grows out there in Texas. I've never even been to Texas. So,
I
think I would. I didn't know it would grow up here.
I thought it was in Louisiana or way back in the South where everybody talked about
in
all this, you know, land. But it's actually some farmers that had some and didn't pick it. They just let it sit there. And I took pictures.
Yeah, well,
and I even went and bought me a plant that looked like a cotton. That looks like cotton, and it's got brown leaves with beautiful cotton coming out of it, and it's got the leaves
That's
of the
so
cotton.
Funny.
How it actually look with the croak sac? They put like the bottle the way it's made. It has the croak sac in its bag. So I'm like, what? And I actually had a dream about it years ago, and I told Prophet Randy about the dream about the cotton, but I didn't understand. So I hope that somebody will text you and tell us about all this cotton. So.
Yeah, this represents wealth, like you said. You know, this is the wealth. This represents wealth. I mean, like I said, there's acres and acres. I mean, I drive down any road down here not far from where I live, and I will see cotton as far as my eyes can look, just, you know, all over. Yeah, so praise God.
It is beautiful. But the dream that I had was, it was like I'm not going to say the person's name that we all know very well. Well, he came to the resident in the dream. He rung the doorbell, and he called out my baby daughter's name, Angel. He called out my name. And when this person did that, we didn't answer fast enough. So he went to another room on the house, like a garage, and when he opened the door, it was like a garage room or something. So I heard the doorbell and I came, that person was gone. And so I went to where they were, and they were buried into this room full of nothing but white cotton balls. And when I called their name out the second time, almost the third, they stood straight up with this big green elephant ear leaf, something with a big leaf, and this one leaf, and they were like cotton, like so many balls of cotton were glued on. And that's when I woke up. And I'm like, Lord, what does that mean about the harvest of the cotton, that we are sons and daughters? It was time for the wealth to go forth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's amazing. I'm just kind of, like I said, I'm not sure exactly what God is saying to you per se, but I know he's speaking to you about this, because there is this. I mean, how in the world would I end up with cotton here in my hand? You just had this thing with cotton, and, you know, I can't remember, this woman gave me a bag of cotton. And she was saying to do a prophetic act, that it somehow it's prophetically connected to what God is getting ready to do. And I'm thinking, okay. So, you know, and I remember looking at it the other day, and I was saying, man, you know what? When people had to pick cotton, that was a tedious job. Thank God for the cotton. Because you look at this stuff, it is this little balls, and you got to pick out this stuff on it. Oh, my God. And then inside of it right now, and we were talking about seeds, I'm looking at the seed, you know.
I'm looking at the cotton word.
And here's the seed. And, I mean, I was instructed with this cotton to use it prophetically. Mm-hmm. So what's going on right here now, Barbara? This is being used prophetically.
Mm-hmm.
She said, use this cotton prophetically. How in the world do you use cotton prophetically? What are you talking about? She says, God says, do with it what I do. So I was going to go and, you know, there's some areas around here that I believe she was kind of saying that God wants a prophetic act done of planting this, because it does represent wealth in areas that you want God to move forth in. And so I thought about the schools, you know, going, she was going to get me on camera putting some stuff out on the school ground, and I'm like, what's she putting out there? And it's white. And I'm like, what is she doing? So I was like, oh, Lord, what am I to do with this cotton? But it's so funny how it's being used tonight. It's amazing. God is, you know, people, God is amazing. He is amazing.
Wow. Okay, I just saw something.
He is amazing.
Yes,
he's so amazing. So, I don't know, Barbara, God is speaking to you. And
I think it's more like it's a comfort level with spiritual covering.
Wow.
To become friendly, to get along, doesn't cotton to strangers, cloth that breathes, textiles, comfort level with spiritual covering. Alabama.
That's interesting, that spiritual covering thing, and you being connected, you know, with the cotton. Well, God is speaking to you about cotton, obviously, because I've never had cotton sitting on my table in my life.
Well, I bought the
I didn't even
plant
have it on my table. I didn't even have it on my table when I spoke that word of you. I went in the room and, you know, I looked at this cotton in this bag since she gave it to me, really, since Friday night. But as soon as you got on, I just heard cotton. And then as you begin to talk about it, I said, well, let me go. And I have seeds in my hand. I have cotton seeds here. So praise God. So, Lord, we just thank you for releasing and bringing forth into Barbara's life the spiritual aspect of the blessing of this seed of cotton. And, Lord, we just thank you that we just release it, and we just yield to you. We yield to what you want to do in connection with this, and we just thank you in advance, because we know you're God, and you know exactly what you're doing. We don't, but you do. So, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for this confirmation to her that you are speaking to her in regards to this. And amen. I mean, this is one of the most interesting things I've an apartment.
It's all new to me, but the spiritual. I don't know, but I just, I know the Lord knows, and I receive it, so.
Amen, amen. Anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
Well, I'm just asking God to keep confirming, keep stirring up the gifts, keep manifesting, keep rewarding, keep blessing. And, you know, because I know that we have the covenant of Jesus and his substance,
mm-hmm.
and he gives us provision for everything that we need, and we know life is in the Word. And
yes,
so I just ask the Lord to continually to bless, to keep the peace, understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding,
mm-hmm.
and just all of the above. I just love the Lord so much. And I
Amen.
Pray for a lot of people. Amen. So I just ask God to do whatever he want to do for me. And I receive his blessings, that I continue to use his words to pray and be obedient unto the Lord.
Amen. And that's what we all need to be, because live in and walk in accordance to what his will is for our life. That's where the blessing is, you know. That's where the real blessing is, when we walk
mm-hmm.
in accordance to the will that he has for us, and, you know, follow through with that. And, you know, I was thinking about also, when you were talking about the cotton, I was thinking about your connection with the land, you know, your connection, like you were saying, you know, the
mm-hmm.
gardens and stuff that you planted, just the connection with what God is doing. In.
I think you went on mute. Hello? We can't hear anything. Angela Joy, I think you are on mute. There's no connection. Hello? Hello? Okay, there you go.
Hi, Barbara?
There
Hello?
You go.
Yeah,
yes.
It kicked me out, so I had to dial back in. Yeah, it kicked me out. I was like, what is going on? Well, I'm back.
Okay. I think you were summing it up, you know, went dead.
Yeah, I was just talking,
about
and all of
connection.
A sudden it just,
okay.
it just said, "End. Do you want to end the show?" And I was like, no. So I had to redial in. Oh, so good talking to you. We'll find out the mystery of all time.
Okay, then. Because I remember you
God
saying
is,
it was something about a spiritual covering. So, something,
yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I really do think that's something. Well, see, God has raised you up to, like, to work with and to kind of be a covering or working with, you know. I know you
mm-hmm.
mentioned before. That how God had connected you with some younger women, I believe you said. Can't remember. I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
Both
and then when that came forth mm-hmm. about the covering thing and, you know, planting seeds, see, that's exactly what you're doing. I mean, you're planting seeds
mm-hmm.
into their life. But, see, we're looking at this thing in the natural. You know, as you read that, it talked about a spiritual covering with cotton. So it's almost like a connection or a confirmation
mm-hmm.
that's the place you are in right now, with the seeds being planted and being a spiritual covering for some who need covering and need information and direction concerning the will of God and the things of God for their life.
Mm-hmm.
That cotton represents that.
Wow.
in that deep?
Yes, because I do minister to a lot of women, and they're waiting. I had a vision that they were waiting. And I'm like, Lord, make that clear to me, because I see other souls that I planted into, because I also meet a lot of males that need ministering to, that's been so deeply wounded and hurt, like years of hurt. And so they're looking out for me, a lot of them, to protect me, to make sure that those wolves are not attacking me. And
wow.
I was like, wow, I'm so honored. I'm so honored. But at the same time, then I see the lady. They were all just sitting like, they had like these ballroom dresses on, and they were all like just like rainbow colors of women. And they were just all sitting on the table just waiting on me, just waiting. And I
wow.
thought about you guys keeping me in, how you guys had ministered to me. And I'm like, wow, I got to get in a hurry. It's like I'm not moving fast enough. And but if these are women of purpose or something, they have a little group meeting. And so I have to
mm-hmm.
try to make it to their meeting. And then others are calling me from different churches looking for me and wanting me to be a part of them. And I'm like, oh,
right.
they just wanted me now. So I'm all over the place.
Well, that's interesting with that, Cotton, and what you read about the covering and the spiritual thing and aspect. And then we're talking about the seeds, of course, you know, planting seeds into people's lives. And, you know, it represents, you know, to be honest with you, Cotton is the wealth of the South. It is the wealth. I mean, that's how, that's what the Civil War was about. The cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wealth of the South. Has
mm-hmm.
been. For centuries and centuries and centuries. And to connect that wealth to the spiritual aspect of what God wants to do in you, this is just amazing how, I mean, I'm just like blown away. Like, why, first of all, I've never had cotton in my house, period. Not, never. Never.
Me either,
and it
so
wasn't
I bought
even
that
near
this
me.
Summer.
Yeah, it wasn't even near me when I began to speak that to you, and as I began to talk to you, then I got up and got it, and I looked at it, and then you start talking about how you've seen it. I mean, it's just, I don't know, wow, this is just, and it does represent wealth. It represents, you know, covering, yeah. Also, you know, cotton is used for covering. It's made to cover you. It's made for clothing.
Oh, you know what I'm picking up as you talk? So picking up that the prophetess, the Lord is letting me know that we are covered. That he's covering us.
Yes.
Let me see. What was you giving me, Lord? Bring it back to my remember. Like we're you and others that are seers. He has covered us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think that was an Isaiah 29. It's kind of like when you go into a deep sleep. Remember I told you that person was just laying in the cotton? He was buried. And I couldn't find them.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, when I called out their name, that's when they said, oh, here I am. Here I am. And they held this green leaf with cotton on it, like they needed me to share, like to give them some greenery, some with the wealth, you know, like partnership with them.
Mm.
And the Lord was just reminding me, it's kind of like when you – are a part of me, I'm pouring out my spirit upon you, kind of like a deep sleep. And when you close your
right.
eyes, the prophets and the rulers, it's the seers. He has covered us.
Well, I believe this is the hour of
high
the
time.
Seers.
Mm-hmm. High time.
I really believe
this is
the hour of the seers. We're in the season of the hour of the seers, because we're looking for the return of Jesus. We're looking for the manifestation of what God is doing in these seasons that are leading up into the return of Christ. We are the ones, the seers are the ones that are being used in this season in a mighty, mighty way to usher in the second coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the seer's season. Yeah, this is it. You know, it's just amazing. God is so amazing. Well, I'm glad I was able to receive that. And
put some pieces in together. Yeah, thank you for helping us get this ball rolling, because that's what he's doing in this season for the people of God. He's opening up their understanding and their gifts and stirring their gifts up so they will be ready to do
there
what he's called them to do in such a time as this.
That's part of what God has said to me the other night. It was like, I wrote it down when I went to that. It was such a beautiful, beautiful gathering, you know, of about 13 of us. And that's what he said. He said, it's now time, let me see what I said exactly, to fan the fires, to stir the gift and to fan the fires of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fan this thing. You know, it's time. It's time to fan the fires. It's time.
Yeah.
This is what we're to do.
Yeah. Getting us ready and clearing our eyes up so we can see clearly and getting us prepared to get that word out there, that knowledge,
Amen.
That wisdom.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
All right, Barbara. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm glad we were able to kind of get through that.
Yes, and I thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, this is just, like I said, every time God shows up and he starts to, you know, do some stuff, it's so amazing. You know, we just serve an amazing God. So, praise God. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll wait to see what happens in the next chapter.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank
you,
Barbara. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Let me go back up here to 804, see if they're still on. 804-218, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
can you hear
who
me?
Am I speaking with? Yeah, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Angie from Virginia.
Hi, Angie. I clicked on your number earlier and you didn't answer.
I snoring, Rana.
I heard a little bit of noise. I wasn't sure who it was.
I thought I was.
Well, I'll tell you, it didn't come through that loud, so you're good. You're good. You're good.
Well,
you're good.
Wonderful. I'm glad I'm not waking up the neighbors across the street.
All right. Well, let's pray for you. Lord, we just thank you for Angie from Virginia. We just thank you, Lord, that glory be to God, that you have given her wealth and insight and knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that God, you're just doing some things in Angie that's, you know, not just beneficial to her. And I just sense that the Lord is saying your assignment here, Angie, is to always to be connected, to bring insight, wisdom, and to assist, you know, the body of Christ. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that as you began to encourage her, to know that she walks in a place that you have placed her in to be an assistant to those who need assistance, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. But you have placed her to assist the body of Christ in so many facets. And, like, God, we just thank you for that. We thank you for her determination to move into places that otherwise she may not even be accepted. But because of the glory of God, the way she carries the Spirit of God in her life, things can't help but open up for her. Things can't help but shift for her. Things can't help but part the way for her. Why? Because she's carrying things that are needed to assist others, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So because of that, Angie, things will shift for you to do the will of God. Things will have to move for you to go forth. They don't have a choice. It's because of what you carry. And God wants you to know, I believe, that he wants you to recognize that and walk in that with a confidence that you never walked in before, because he will go before you and he will make a way. So, Lord, we thank you for her determination to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So how are we doing, Angie?
Well, we got a little thirst for a drink of water, and wow, what a nice thing to wake up to.
Well, I'm glad you got.
I'm trying to take
out.
It in. I'm trying. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was like, I couldn't really hear a snoring, but I could kind of hear somebody on there. And I was like, but they must be asleep. They must be asleep.
Well, I laid it on my pillow, so, you know, and I said, well, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. That's your last words, you know. I'm just going to shut my eyes just for a minute.
I definitely understand. So what's going on? What do you want to share with us tonight?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of spinning and I'm dizzy a little bit. I'm just like, I was sleeping pretty good. I was hard. I hope it was good praying going on, because I was sleeping through it.
I don't know. I just felt the fire of God today, over the last few days, an urgency in my spirit to let people know that we got to do what we got to do. We've got to carry the torch. We've got to be the light. We've got to. I mean, this is, I don't know, I just feel an urgency in my spirit, man, to let people know that you have an assignment and you got to get busy with the assignment. We really have to be busy doing the things that God has called us to do. And so that's just where I am right now. That's what I was feeling all in and through me tonight as I was talking earlier. I mean, it just saturated my being, you know. It's like, ooh, you know. So anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I wish I could share something, but I'm kind of still dazed and numb.
Well, I'm glad you were able.
I feel like
to
I've been caught
away.
Out of a deep sleep and a slumber.
Yeah,
hello.
I hear Prophet Randy say kind of flopping around. He likes to say things of, you know, you're flopping around. I would get a visual of that, like flopping around. You're like a fish flopping around.
I'm trying to come out of my deep slumber, my lady. Please give me a moment.
Yes, I understand. Well, you know what? You can go back to your deep rest and sleep. You know, I was like, I tried to do that earlier today, but I just couldn't. I mean, I needed some rest, but I woke up. You know, I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m., and which is my normal time to go to bed. So last night, 2 a.m., and I just popped right up out of the bed around 8:30 this morning. I was like, I wanted to sleep at least till about 9:30, you know, but I didn't. I just popped up, and yeah, and then today, you know, I had gotten, you know, the information about the show tonight, so I was like, okay, well, let me rest a little bit. And, you know, be ready. I could not go to sleep. I start watching, you know, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I was watching some of these shows from the 50s and 60s. And I was like, it was so interesting, some of the things. I said, wow, look how much the world has changed. So I didn't go to sleep. I didn't take a nap. But anyway, I said, well, I'm used to being up at 2 a.m. anyway, so this is nothing new. But anyway. Well, hopefully, Angie, you can get back to your nice sleep and finish it out. You woke up.
Oh, God. Thank you. God bless you. I love you.
All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good
night. You're welcome. Amen. God is funny. So awesome. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Let's see. Let's go down here to 908-305. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello, 908-305. Are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Is this Angela Joy?
Hi. Yeah, hi, Carol. Did I wake you up?
How are you today? No, I was just like, I was just listening. I'm like, Angela Joy. Hi, Angela Joy. Hi.
Yeah, Carol. Well, thank you for coming on tonight and being a part of what God's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we just thank you for Carol tonight in New Jersey. Carol in New Jersey. We just thank you for her being a part of what you're doing, what you're doing. She's a part of what you're doing. I heard something in my spirit, man, that says, let the bell toll. You know, it's like, ding, ling, 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 ling. She's a part of what you're doing in this season. She's a part of what you're doing at this time. So, Lord, just, that's like, it's almost like, you know how, I never grew up on a farm, but, you know, they ring the bell and say, it's time. Come on in for supper. Come on in. Do whatever you got to do. We're ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. It's the bell's ringing, Carol. The bell's ringing for you. Ha, glory. Ooh, I just felt that one. Wow. The bell's ringing for you, Carol. The bell's ringing. It's ringing. It's like a summon. Come on, Carol. Come on. Come on. Come on over here. Be ready. Get ready. Do what you are assigned to do. Ding, ling, 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 ling. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you that the bell is being rang for her. She's moving into position. Lord, let her be able to be sensitive in her spirit, man, so that when that sound comes of the spiritual bell, that she'll be able to move quickly into the assignment and the thing that God is giving her to do, to move quickly into her assignment, to be quickly move to the position that he's calling her to for this particular time and this particular season, and that she'll be ready and prepared, and that the season of preparation, hallelujah, the season of preparation is coming to a place where the season of administering will begin. The season of preparation is bringing you now into a season of administration. So, Lord, we thank you that. Thank you for that. Preparation, administration. Preparation, administration. We call it forth. We thank you for it in advance for the season. We thank you first for the season of preparation. And now we thank you for the season of administration, where the hand will be to the plow because the bell is ringing for position to get in place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, how are you tonight?
I am just thrilled. God is great. And, you know, it's really interesting. And I don't think I always call in for prayer about a job. And guess what happened? I asked the Lord to help me. I had a job. They were going to hire me for this job doing counseling. And I had my spirit. I have to say, I wasn't really, really like, I don't know if God really wants me here. And the Lord's like, I kept thinking, I don't think God wants me here, but I tried for this job. And they're like, we're going to hire you. And I was counseling, and they were going to pay me good money and whatever, decent money. And all of a sudden, it was like the lady, I thought it was the hiring manager, I thought it was a Christian, because I told her I was going to see Joyce Myers. And she said, I love Joyce Myers. And I don't know, it was just wild. But anyway, what ended up happening was they were going to hire me. It was going to start on December 2nd, and they didn't want to tell me about health benefits. They were going to give me health benefits. They didn't want to be specific about it and an employee handbook. I don't know. I just said, please, before I accept the job, I need to know those things, because they weren't going to give me benefits for 3 months, and that would have mean I would have lost the benefits I have. But anyway, to make a long story short, they decided after I told them, and I didn't hear very good reviews on the internet for them as well. I just didn't. They were saying they're not a very good place to work. But anyway, and they were not Christian for Christian counseling, but even so. They were going to hire me. Everything was to go. And then all of a sudden they called and said, oh, well, they decided they didn't want to hire you because they didn't think I could keep up with the training or whatever, which they told me in the beginning. They said, oh, we'll train you. Don't worry about it. So I believe, as I prayed about it, that because I told them to please put something in writing about my health benefits, and I didn't have very good reviews on the internet, for them, the Lord wanted to spare me from a really difficult time. And I'm okay with it because I didn't feel in my heart that it was really what God wanted me to do. I just kind of was a little hesitant about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay, because guess what? I'm like, okay, God, I kept saying, oh, Lord, I don't think this is right. I don't think this is right, but I'm going to do it because I've been looking for a job. And, you know, so the lesson I learned was the Lord's like, listen, you got to listen when the Holy Spirit talks to you. And I really, you know, that happens. Sometimes, you know, we think it's one thing and maybe it's something else. But he closed the doors, and I had everybody praying. I said, if the Lord doesn't want me there, close the doors. And he did close the door for that. So
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the Lord showing me that I need to listen to the Holy Spirit. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is I almost felt a sense of release and peace about it, really a peace. And
right.
So anyway, I am going to be another company that I really want to work for has called me, and called me to talk to them tomorrow.
Awesome.
And they're interested. And I'm getting a lot of responses. I really am. I just am, but because I know God's going to put me in a place. But there's a company tomorrow that wants to talk to me about a position. But it's not. I don't know if it's a Christian company, but I know wherever God wants me, He wants me. But today, I got to sing today at a church. And I was so passionate for Jesus. And I'm getting many opportunities to sing for the Lord and the music and the singing. And there was a lady there, and she was in a little Hungarian church. It was cute, and I got to sing for Jesus. And after I sang, they're like, and I'm not bragging on it. I'm just saying they said, some people came up to me and said, oh, you inspired my heart for the Lord. I'm like, oh, that's why I want to sing for him. Anyway, to make a long story short, there was a lady there, and she was in her 80s, I think, and she was talking to her. And I said, I love to sing. She said, oh, I've sang my whole life, and I got a chance to sing all over, and I've loved it. And I always sing for Jesus. You know, I sang for Jesus in churches and different places. And then she said, and I love it, and I love it. And I got to sing and dance. I said, I know what you're talking about. I love to sing for Jesus. And she said, you've got to go, and this is what I've got to share. You have to go where your gifts and talents. I'm like, okay. So you've got to go where God wants you to go with your gifts and talents. Don't get
mm-hmm.
sidetracked, basically. And then I was thinking about that job that I was hesitant to take, and I kind of thought it wasn't quite what God wanted. And this lady said, she's got to be in her 80s. She said, I get out of bed now. She said, I just say thank you, Lord, for just to be alive. I said, you got such a great attitude. And she said, I've done so many things. My whole life I've enjoyed so much because I've done what God wants me to do. And I just have such a peace in my life and such happiness in my life. And it was almost like a confirmation that God's like, yeah, just keep going on the direction
yeah.
I told you. Just be like you were saying, in preparation, it's preparation. But when you get to where you're at, God will give you that peace. And you're not going to be happy until you do what God wants you to do anyway. So it was a confirmation.
Amen.
And just things, no matter what's going on, I have that peace God provides for me. He just does. All my bills are paid. everything. I mean, I have people help me, but all my bills are paid, and it's not always easy. But I tell you, it's just so wonderful to do what the Lord wants and be in anticipation and preparation for what God wants, because I'm not really happy when I'm not doing what the Lord wants. I just want to share that with you, and I am peaceful. And they're like, how can you be peaceful? I said, because I know that our Lord reigns and he lives, and anyway, it's just like you were saying, preparation to admit, what is it, administration?
Yeah, preparation. I just kept hearing, well, I just heard the bell thing, you know, like it's going to ring, and then, but you're in preparation. And that bell ringing is showing, you know, or saying for administration, you know, the administration of what you're being prepared for now, the season of preparation for administration. And like you said, you know, God is taking care of you, and I equate that ringing of the bell with your spirit man being able to know when this thing that God has for you is for you. You know, you'll know by your spirit what is for you by what you'll hear in the spirit, you know, concerning the administration of what he's preparing you for, preparation for administration.
He told me exactly the three things that he wants, but I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or I just leave it between the Lord and I. Yeah, maybe I could say it. I don't know if I can, but he did tell me. Am I supposed to share that or just keep that between God and I?
It's whatever you feel like the Lord has said to you. You know, whatever you feel like the Lord.
Three things he said, I want you to concentrate on. Jesus, forgiveness, and music. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Three things.
And it's like, you know, you knew that other job wasn't what you, I mean, you didn't feel that in your spirit to go after that. And now, you know, there are other doors opening. So it's, you know, that's what it's about. It's being able to sense when the Lord is saying, yes, this is it. That ringing, that bell. Well, you know, like I was thinking of it as if, you know, a school bell is ringing. Back in the old days, you know, to ring a school bell. It's time. It's time. It's time, you know. Time to be here. So I just think you will know.
How cool that is, because of course I love music, you know. But anyway, I heard I went with my sister and we went to you know, Christmas shop was beautiful. By the way, I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania this past weekend, and I seen my buddy Joyce Myers, and it was a beautiful, wonderful experience. But
awesome.
It was beautiful. And I was in Hershey, and it's supposed to be beautiful, and they have the Sight and Sounds, which is like a and I'm just sharing this because it was beautiful. It's beautiful over there. And anyway, when I was there, what was I going to say? It was just wonderful. I just said, oh, my God, I just love to do the things of the Lord. I'm happiest when I'm around just doing the things of God. But anyway, I don't want to backtrack. But I heard bells, meaning – I heard the church bells ring the other day.
Yeah,
they were like, well, that sounds beautiful, those beautiful church bells. And then I also went to a store, like it was Christmas stores. Now everybody's putting Christmas stuff out here, I guess in New Jersey and probably all around the country, chimes. And one of the chimes I rang sounded just like a church bell. And I guess you were saying about the bells, and I've heard bells ringing, chimes and bells, just in my travels.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard them in my head.
Right.
But, and I think that was a sign because, I listened to that chime the other day, and it sounded like church bells.
Mm, wow. Interesting.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
I think God wants us to kind of, anyway, I don't know if you have
He wants us to be sensitive. He wants us to be sensitive to when he is speaking and calling us to a place or a position. You know, we will know, you know, and so that's it.
Well, all I know is one thing is that I have a peace and I am so happy and it keeps getting confirmed to me and I don't need to, like, the Lord doesn't have to confirm anymore. Boy, he's convinced me. I was like, Carol, he's sending me people. He's like, you need to
Caroline, you need to do what I tell you to do. Just obey. If you don't sense, and the Lord's like, are you going to go on your own path when I tell you to do something different? He said, I don't want you to do it. I used to do that because I want to do my own thing. He said, I think you learned your lesson. I'm like, yes, Father, yes. Help me to learn. Help me to listen to the Holy Spirit, you know, so. That's what he's been telling me, to listen to him. He said, if I put you in a position in ministry work, I need you to listen to the Holy Spirit, not your own thinking, you know. And that's all I could say. But I have such a peace with the Lord. I just have a peace with him. I could just tell you that much. I just do. And it's pretty amazing. And it's a grateful place to be at peace. In a peaceful place, you know, all the crazy stuff going on sometimes, and I can have a peace about it, and I don't get all crazy about stuff anymore. Just like, okay, Lord, you'll take care of it, and that's the attitude I have now, and it's just amazing. God has just when you talk about transforming someone, God has transformed me, but I am in the process of being transformed. I just love to tell people about Jesus and his goodness and his love and his kindness. And he's so beautiful. We serve a beautiful Lord. But anyway, I could go on about our wonderful Savior. But anyway, one thing I wanted to mention, The Encounter. Did you see the movie called The Encounter? I think I lost you, but you'll show up again. Okay. Angela Joy.
Yeah, I got kicked out again. I'm back.
Okay. I was going to tell you that. I don't know when that happened, but I was going to tell you that a movie I've seen called The Encounter, a true story. And I just wanted to tell you about a little miracle that happened to me a while ago. And I don't know if we have the time. Maybe I'll share it to you another time if I could share that with you.
Yeah, you can. We've got a few callers here. I hope I can make it through the show because this is the second time it's kicked me out.
So. Oh, okay. The Encounter, okay, I was just saying, if you could pray for me that there's going to be somebody speaking to me tomorrow. It's really a job that I've wanted for quite some time. So if you could just pray for me about
cool.
that. And the music things, and all these doors are open about, all these doors are opening about the music part too. I can't go into it, but yes, now when it happens, it is God's opening up doors. Continue to pray for me, and
Amen.
I'll continue to pray for you and the callers. The Encounter is a movie that is a true story about people having an encounter with God, but it's a really good movie. It was out a while ago. I've seen it with my cousin that was on here, Angela. Her name is Angela, too. But anyway, The Encounter is in this story. Just make it brief. I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, traveling there a long time ago with a friend of mine who passed away. But we were traveling, and we went on vacation together. She has a Christian sister, and she died, and I loved her. She was one of the 15 people that have died now in the last year. It's been difficult, very difficult.
Wow.
But anyway, 15 of them now. Crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, it's making me think life's too short. We have to concentrate on the things of the Lord. We don't have the time not to, because Jesus is coming soon, and we really don't know if we have 25 years. Jesus might be coming in at 1,000 years, and we only have 25 years because we're probably not going to live much longer than that. So we need to put our concentrations on him. But anyway, just a real good thought there. Okay, this encounter. Okay, now I was traveling on vacation. I'll try to make it brief. Traveling on vacation with a friend of mine, and we were, you know, visiting, and we were Christian, praying to the Lord, and so forth and so on. So anyway, to make a long story short, it was a vacation from Atlanta to travel down south to your neck of the woods there. But I was going to pick up a plane in Atlanta and come back to Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going through, you know, our trip with South Carolina, North Carolina, and stuff like that. And so we're going, I'm like, all right, having a great time, three or four days of that trip was great. We went, you know, beautiful places down south. And then all of a sudden we're driving to I was down in Beaufort, South Carolina, and all of a sudden it was like, I'm telling my friend Stephanie, it was maybe about 3 or 4 days before we were going to go back to Atlanta. So we had our whole planned trip that, you know, our whole plan set up, and we're driving in our car. We rented a car. And all of a sudden we hear on the radio, hurricane warning. I'm like, okay, hurricane warning. I'm like, I'm going to my friend Stephanie. I said, Stephanie. She's a Christian. So I said, Stephanie, we got to get back to Atlanta. We got a hurricane warning here.
said, you need to leave, hurricane warning. Okay, so hurricane warning, I'm driving. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So I'm driving like 60 miles an hour. I'm like, Stephanie, we got to get out of here. You know, like, let's get out of this area, South Carolina, where there's going to be a hurricane coming in Beaufort, South Carolina. Never went to Beaufort, South Carolina, but that was the road we were going to go. I think we're going to go to one of the, was it Myrtle Beach? I don't know, Myrtle Beach or something like that. And they're like, hurricane warning. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, let's go. So I went travel, and I'm going like 60 miles an hour because I want to get back. I'm like, holy mackerel. And I wanted to go back to Atlanta and stay there until after this hurricane. So all of a sudden, I'm going 60 miles an hour. And then, of course, there is a cop car behind me. Cop car just stops us, you know, the lights behind us. Now, the lady comes out of the cop car. She comes up to us and says, now, this lady was dressed in a police officer, traffic person, and she stops us and she says, very calmly, very, very peacefully, she's like, you need to slow down. Just be careful. May God bless you. Go slow. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I told my friend Stephanie, I said, Stephanie, I said, we really need to slow down. I said, but we really, it's like, we got to get back, you know. And so I was going 60 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'll never forget that lady. But she had I looked at her and, like, I said, Stephanie, that lady had such a peace about her. I'm like, what is going on? I said, she's a really nice lady, you know. So I'm just driving and I'll never forget it. We're going like, of course, we went about 20, 30 miles. You know, we slowed down to 20, 30 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, right after that lady left, about literally 5 minutes after that lady called, it started to downpour. I had never seen so much rain in my whole entire life. And I'm like, Stephanie, I have no idea where we're going. I mean, we were out in nowhere's land, we're Beaufort, South Carolina at that time. I had nothing. And we're going into this land of nothing, just trees, big trees, you know, down a road. I'm like, Stephanie, I have no idea where we're going, you know. And so I don't know. We're going straight. And I'm like, holy mackerel, downpouring. Torrential rains, and all of a sudden, as we're driving through there, a big tree, we're talking about not a small tree, a big tree, lands in front of our car, and we hit into it.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We totaled our car. And
oh, wow.
All I could do was, because I think the, I don't know if those, whatever came out, I think the whole car was totaled. And I'll never forget it. And God rest her soul, Stephanie's with the Lord. She loved Jesus. And I said, Stephanie? And Stephanie's like, oh, my God. And I'm going, Stephanie? Like me, of course. I said, Stephanie, guess what? She's like, what, Carol? We're here out in the rain in a hurricane. And I'm like, thank the Lord. She's like, what, are you out of your mind? Thank the Lord? Why? We just totaled our car. And we're out in the pouring rain. I said, just thank the Lord, because you know that lady that stopped us, that cop, remember the cop that stopped us about 5 minutes ago? Like, I would have been going 60 miles an hour, and we would have instantly died because we would have crashed right into that tree, right? That's my thought. And I'm out there saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm jumping out of the car praying, like, Stephanie's like, you're crazy. I'm like, thank you, praise the Lord. I said, we're going to pray, stay in this car, and pray for someone to help us. So we got in there, we prayed to the Lord, and guess what? A cop showed up, and he's like, he took us in the car, and he said, don't worry. He said, this National Car Rental, they came about 5 minutes after that. He came, and he said, what are you doing out here? I said, I don't know. I said, we just got stuck, and he said, there's a hurricane. You got to get out of here. And he said, listen, stay in the car. We'll tow your car, because it was a rental car. We'll tow your car, and we'll bring you to a hotel. We'll stay at a hotel. So we stayed at a hotel. We got our car, and it was like, we got back safely, thank God. We got back to New Jersey and stuff, and then everybody were telling about our experiences, and I'm like, oh, my God. And Stephanie was like, that was the most terrible, terrible vacation though I'd ever had. Some of it was good, but it was just insane, you know, what went on. And I'm like, and I'm saying, Stephanie, I said, we had a miracle, you know. And then anyway, to make a long story short, I had this warning ticket in front of me, and I said I wanted to call up the lady, call her up, Beaufort, South Carolina. It's a Beaufort, South Carolina warning, you know, to slow down. And I called up the Beaufort police. And I'm like, I want to thank that lady that was there in the Beaufort Police Department. And, you know, the day I gave her the day, and they said, we don't have anybody that works, a woman.
Oh, wow.
We don't have anybody with that name. I said, can you please check? They said, we don't. I've been working here for 10 years. We don't have anybody that works with that. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you that story because that's a true story. Praise the Lord. We serve a God who is reading. We serve. So
yes,
I want to encourage you on that one. And that was in your neck of the woods down south. Praise the Lord. God can reach anywhere. I'm from New Jersey. Anywhere you go, Jesus is with you. I love our beautiful, wonderful. I'm absolutely
that is awesome.
And
yes,
guess what?
Awesome.
That story called The Encounter that's on. You look at it, it's a true story, and that was about, and you have to check it out because it was similar. It was like an encounter they had. And my thing was, I'm telling you, miracles do happen. Doesn't it say in the Bible that be careful on the strangers you entertain because you may be entertaining an angel? So anyway, thank you, sweet Jesus. I love you, Lord. You are beautiful because I would have been dead. My
beautiful.
Friend Stephanie, she's the one of the people that died, but I would have died in 1992. I would have been dead.
My God, thank you, Lord.
I need to be here to share the Lord. Amen. Is
yes.
that cool? True story.
Amen.
I can tell
that
you many other stories. I'm sure you can, too. Praise the Lord. Is that cool or what?
That is cool. Well, thank you for sharing that because he is real. And, you know, tonight, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the supernatural God that we serve, you know, and how he is asking that we just be submitted to what he wants, and we can expect miracles to happen. We can expect, when we're on a path that God has placed us on, it's his responsibility to get us where he's taking us. It's not our responsibility. It's his. And so, you know, when we walk with God and you know, we rest in the fact that we are on an assignment.
So I know. I guess what I'm saying, I know, and everybody listening, when God closes a door, don't worry about it. He knows what he's doing. Like that door that was closed, I was like, man, I want a job. I'm having such a tough time financially. And I'm like, you know what, Lord, if you don't want me in no job, if you don't want me in that job, I don't want to be there. I don't. I want to go where you have, because God has something much more unbelievable than you can possibly imagine. And
yes.
I just thought I would share that. And I,
that's awesome.
This past weekend. And maybe one day it would be kind of cool on PGN to just have people call in about the stories, the miracles that God has performed in other people's lives. Just like
that
I could
is cool.
Call.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can keep that in mind.
I
would love to
that
share
before.
That.
Yeah, I thought about that. Maybe having a show where people just talk about, you know, some miracles that have taken place. You know, how encouraging is that to know that, you know, people have experienced some things firsthand. I know I have, and encouraging. It's just encouraging. So thank you for that. Thank you for
I'll keep that in mind,
you know,
and I would love to, you know, I'd like to be part of it because I, you know, people that I know have had it, miracles and, you know, healings, and I've had healings. And, you know, it's like, I know Sid Roth has that supernatural, but it really is true. People around us, I know people that have a different miracle stories. You can't explain stuff. I mean, there's things I've encountered that are just unbelievable, and because Jesus is really real,
well,
you know.
He is
so
really,
on you and both you and I, and really to share that with other people that can listen in and say, wow, this God is really real. He's real. He's not a fakery God. He's the real
deal.
Well,
that's the whole point that I think the Lord would want, you know, emphasize tonight as I was talking earlier, is that we are the carriers of the light. We are the carriers of the presence of God. And when Jesus walked this earth, he walked in a state of miracles. I mean, he walked where he walked, you know, but where there was no faith, it says in the word, he says there weren't very many miracles in the place that he was familiar with, or they were familiar with him. But
those who walk, you know, in accordance to the will of God, and they want the presence of God manifested in their lives, we can't help but expect miracles. I mean, he's a miracle-working God. Why would we not walk in his presence and not expect miracles? Like I said at the beginning of the show, we need to be able to walk into environments where the atmosphere changes just because of the Jesus that we serve is on the inside of us. And when we get there, it's going to change the atmosphere. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with expecting miracles. It's nothing wrong with expecting the God that we carry on the inside of us. When we lift him up, the word says he draws. He is the light. We're lifting the torch. We're lifting the light. And it does draw. And it dispels darkness. That's who Jesus is in us. And that's what he wants us to be about. But thank you so much for sharing, Carol, and we'll move on.
Thank
you.
We've
got a few callers here. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't be kicked off again, but thank you.
Okay.
And listen for the bell. Preparation.
I will. I'll let you keep on moving on the story, and it's a progressing story in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good night, and we bless you.
God bless.
We'll talk
you
to you soon. All right. Good night. Amen. God is He's so awesome. His people are awesome. Amen. 704-492. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin from Canada. How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I am well. So thank you. Thank you for coming in on the show. Thank you. Glory be to God. We just thank you for what God is doing in your life. We thank God for, I have some strange views. I see some things that I'm like, okay, do I really see this? Okay, so, you know, it's like I just sense that, I don't know. I just sense that the Lord is saying, you know, that, you know, there have been some rough goes. There have been some strikeouts. There have been some missed balls. There's been some swinging the bat too soon, swinging the bat too early, you know, some strikeouts. And there has been some seasons where it looks like you just had to hang out in the dugout. But right now, I just sense that the Lord says prepare for a home run. Hallelujah. I don't know where this comes from, but it's almost like get in position, get your bat ready, and get ready for the home runner. Get ready to strike. Get ready to position yourself to hit a home runner. No more dugout. No more miss hit, striking out. But prepare for a home runner. Prepare to move in position. You know, when you're playing baseball, you know, there's a different positions that you play, especially when you're on the outfield. But then when you're at that bat, and you hit that bat, you know there's places that you got to go to get home. So it's almost like I sense to tell you, you know there are places you got to go to get to where God is calling you to. So once you hit that, look at it as a home run to hit each base where God is calling you to so that you don't miss the strategy and the plan and the way that God has laid out for you to go. So, Lord, we thank you for that. God, you are amazing. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. So how are you tonight? And just tell me, is there anything about that makes any sense to you?
Well, I think that yes, because of my new job, things have been going differently. And I feel like something's up.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. That was just like, I don't know. It was like, well, praise God. I'm glad that kind of jived with your spirit there. So you have a new job?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Yes.
Praise God. Is it something you enjoy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I I'm working for a company that I always wanted to work for, and I was kind of scared to be up to the task, but things have been going extremely well with my job.
Wow.
I'm really quite surprised and shocked. Yes.
Well, praise God. Awesome. Awesome. Well, praise God. I just felt the presence of God. Woo, when you released that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Praise God. Yeah, I just saw you at bat, you know, prepared for to hit a home run, ready, in position, you know, and you know the way you need to go to get there. So, Lord, we just thank you for Dustin's new job. We thank you for the preparation, the positioning to move into position as he moves through this job, new job, and what they have to offer. Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for a sense of confidence, a sense of assurance, a sense of being in a place that you have ordained for him to be in to position himself for greater things. Positioning yourself for greater things. Positioning yourself, hallelujah, for home runners in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want prayer for in particular?
Not necessarily. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, congratulations and blessings on that new job. And, wow, that's pretty exciting to have a word like that. And you just started something new and God had positioned you for that. That's pretty awesome. So thanks for coming on and sharing that with us. And may the blessings of God be with you. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Good night. Yeah, I'm going to try to move on. I don't know, but I've been thrown off twice. Let's go to our next caller. Let's see. 910-709. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you tonight?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So thank you,
good.
Sylvia, for calling in. Thank you. We just thank you for, and I don't know if I've ever given you this word before, but, Lord, we just thank you for Sylvia being a ready writer. I just see penmanship. I see you writing. I see, you know, just like the Spirit of God speaking to you about some things and you just jotting them down. I don't know what that means, but, you know, him speaking to you and, you know, it's like you have a listening ear, ready writer to do the penmanship of what the Lord is speaking to you and how he's directing you and instructions and just, I see pen and paper. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, as she continues to walk according to the will and the plan that you have for her life and that, Lord, that she will be encouraged by the things that you're telling her. It's almost like, too, I sense, Sylvia, that as you write these things, it's almost like the Lord does not want you to forget what he's speaking to you and there's some instructions that he's giving you. And, you know, like a lot of times, like when I'm, if I try to, I have so much stuff going on in my room where I have stuff everywhere, like, but I try to keep a pen and a paper sometimes close to me because sometimes I will wake up and God will give me something. And I know if I don't write it down right then, I'm not going to remember it later. So it's almost like documentation, because when the Spirit speaks, and I'll be honest, I've done it before, and so I'm trying not to be disobedient, that when God speaks to me, I will speak out. When he speaks, I will get up and I will write it down instead of thinking, oh, well, when I get up in the morning, I'll remember what he said. And I know I won't.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep a pen and paper handy, so that when the Lord releases something to me, I will go ahead and put it down then
and so that I won't forget. So I don't know if that's what God is also saying to you in regards to the pen and paper, but it's like I feel like he's releasing some things and saying some things, and that you documenting it is going to be good for you. It's going to be good for you to have that as a reference of what God has said, and you know, go from there with what he's giving you as instruction. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we give you glory and honor for being God in her life and making a way where there seems to have been no way, and causing her to walk with a confidence that she didn't have, but she knows with every step that she takes, let her faith be built and strengthened as she moves into the places that God is calling her. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So, hi,
amen.
Sylvia, what's going on?
Ooh. Oh, well, I usually have a pen and paper in my bed at night, and for the and I've been waiting for that.
Oh, praise God!
Yes, because you did give me that word one time, and I would have paper and pen in my bed waiting. I've been doing that for a while now, so I thank God, and I can't wait.
Praise God!
Waiting.
That is too awesome.
Yes. Yes.
So do you find yourself hearing from the Lord sometimes, you know, just waking up and him speaking things to you?
I do, but it's not like he'll tell me to, like sometimes he'll wake up and tell me to get up, go to the church, and then I find out when I get there he wants me to heal or deliver someone. So I do try to listen. I sit and listen when I first wake up for instructions to see where he wants to send me, you know, to a lot of times he'll maybe send me to Walmart to pray for somebody. But I want to be more in tune. Yeah, I want to be more in tune. And when you said that, I've been waiting for that, even though he gives me, you know, like today in church, he told me when I went in, I don't know, something just broke loose and I just went into a praise, and then I, you know, got on my knees and I just thanked him and kept telling him yes all over again, you know, for what he wants me to do. And then later when I got ready to get up, he told me to go. I went into intercession and he told me to get up and touch someone, you know, for deliverance.
Praise God.
So then I'm trying to, that's what I want to hear more, and I'm trying to be, you know, fine-tune my ears to hear more. But, yes, he does speak, you know, and I have to really be listening, because sometimes you have your mind cluttered, you know, but every day.
Right,
I know. And I'm thinking, like, lately I've had it cluttered, you know, with school. And so he told someone to tell me the other night that there was a turnaround, and that that she said she saw a GPS. And so this morning when I went to Sunday school, I don't know what it means. So this morning when I went to Sunday school, all of a sudden she just said, I'll turn around, and that she see a GPS. And I says, oh, my God. I said, he said it twice. But I took the turnaround to mean my situation and the GPS, a new direction, you know, just a new direction in my life. And that's what I took it to mean. And you know, it's great. I thank you for that word. Yes. So when she told me to turn around and GPS, I said, oh, yeah, because, you know, sometimes you feel like you're stuck. You don't know which way to go.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you're not hearing where to go, what to do. So I've been constantly praying for direction, you know, and being sensitive so that I can hear, you know, being sensitive to the spirit.
You know, and sometimes it's just really good to document what the Lord is telling you, because I know sometimes, like, when you have a lot of stuff going on and, it, you know, sometimes you don't remember everything that the Lord is saying to you, and because you get busy, you know, doing stuff, and you're like, I heard him say this, but, you know, you lose sometimes the specifics of what he said. So that's good, too, for documentation, because it's just like when we get a prophecy. A lot of times, you know, I like to go back and listen to the prophecies that were given to me, especially, you know, back in the day. You know, you'd be at different churches, and when they would record the prophecy, sometimes I would be in places where they would actually give you a copy of the prophecy. And it's just always good, like when the Lord, I was at a few churches where they would tape the prophecies. And one church in particular, that's basically what they used to do on Tuesday nights when we went. They would speak a prophetic word over you, and they would have the tape available to you when you got ready to leave. And it was always so encouraging, and that's what I really like about, you know, Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. You know, we can go back and we can listen to these shows. You know, you can go online and you can listen to the words that's been spoken over us. And it's really good when you can document. So when the Lord speaks, you know, I'm trying to be real sensitive to try to document what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me then, that I don't miss, you know, I don't miss the complete instruction of what he's saying.
I've been on PGN, and I have every prophecy I've written them down.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I do have. And when I'm discouraged sometimes, I take the book.
Go back and
they
listen.
They are actually books. Yeah, they are actually books. Instead of just one book, it's a lot of books. So I go back and I pull them out.
Amen.
And,
awesome.
You know, I read them when I'm discouraged, you know, and that's what I do.
Well, that's probably why God is, you know, maybe saying this tonight, is just to let you know that's very important that you do that and to continue to document, because he's speaking some things and, you know, just document it, write it down, and not so much even when you call in here, but like what he speaks to you directly and personally to you, you know, because God's always speaking. And, you know, a lot of times I'm around the house and I'm, you know, I'm having my time with God, and he'll just start speaking some things. And, you know, like I said, I wake up a lot of times in the middle of the night where I've had a dream or a vision, or God has spoken something. And that's why I try to keep pen and paper close by so that I can jot it down. And I need to be better at it, because the Lord has spoken to me before about journaling a lot of things. You know, keep a journal, you know, of what I'm saying to you. And it's good. Yeah, it's good to be able to go back and refresh yourself with what God has said to you, because we're in a world where there's so much going on and there's so much distraction that we sometimes lose focus of what God is trying to take us. I know part of what I was hearing today in regards to a message I heard earlier, and it took me back to when I was talking earlier about Isaiah 43. Let me just go to my notes. I have some notes here, and let's see more of my notes. Something I just feel like I want to just share. All right, so basically, you know, we are to remember these things, and it's good to have a record of what God is speaking to you. And it sometimes will help us to, like, change our focus, like get our focus off of things that are not important, but refocus on what God is telling us to focus on, because the enemy will send a lot of distractions sometimes to just change our view, change our focus, get our eyes off of what God wants us to see, and then to stop looking back, but realize that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and focus in on what God is doing right now in your life. How can you do that? By actually jotting down what God is doing right now in your life, and that'll keep you fresh
and focused on what he's doing and where he's taking you. So, you know, and when you do that, it empowers you because it's almost like spoke that to you. You made a documentation of it. You can go back, and whenever the enemy tries to throw you off course and get you focused on something else, you have that to go back and refocus on and empower you to move forward instead of trying to – the enemy tries to take us back, you know? He tries to take us back.
Amen. Yeah.
But see, you know, so I don't know. I just sense that, you know, I saw writing, and I think you said I must have said that to you before. So I don't know. I think that's something that God really wants you to kind of, you know, keep as a strategy to help keep the enemy at bay. That's part of the strategy to keep you encouraged, to keep you moving forward, is to document what the Lord is speaking to you and to, you know, refocus whenever you have to so that you don't get distracted and overwhelmed with all the things that are going on around you. So, hopefully that helped.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
then. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
I know you have some other people on the line. I don't want to.
Yes.
Well, yeah, God bless you.
Yeah. But thank you, Sylvia, for calling. We appreciate it when you call. So have a great week.
You too. Bye.
All right. Good night. All right. So let's move on to, 682-738. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn from Texas. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Well, I know you are. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. So, Lord, we just thank you for LaShawn tonight. LaShawn, I don't know what this means. I'm getting these very interesting visions tonight. I saw a needle, and it's almost like, you know, I don't know, maybe you have some insight on this, because I have nothing else to add except where I see a needle as if someone is trying to put something through a needle head, you know, how you thread the needle, and you're trying to get that thread through the needle, and it's like, I don't know what that means, but I do sense to say to you, like, the Lord is doing some things in you, and there are some things that God has specifically handpicked for you and you alone. And how, you know, like, when you're threading a needle and, like, the eye is too small, you know, or not the eye is not too small, but it's small, it's enough just to get through what's necessary to get through. You can't take a big old rope and pull it through that needle head, you know, to thread that needle. And I've just sensed that the Lord is saying, it's like He's giving you what you need to get the things done, but don't try to tag something else or anyone else in and through this thing that God has called you and you alone to do. Only you will fit through that. And everything that's excess, that's not meant to be on or attached, can't fit through there because it wasn't meant to go. Only you. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that she will position and focus herself on the things of God, and those who do not want to come along that aren't made to go through this place that God is pulling you through and taking you through, she won't be concerned about that at all because it's only for you. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So what's
Amen.
Up, my friend?
Nothing. I just came back in the country, so I don't have too much to say. I'm kind of pretty tired.
through the tire.
Yeah, so
we went
out of the country.
Mhm.
Well,
say
you know, sometimes that can be kind of weary, you know. I want to say this to you, but it can be kind of a weariness that could be trying attached to us when we try to take too much on when God is calling us, and then there's other
mm-hmm.
things that are attached that weigh you down, that makes you tired, because it wasn't designed for these other things to be attached to go through. I mean, like I said, you can't pull a rope through a needle's head. It's designed for just that thread to go through, and nothing else is going to be able to go through there but that thread. So I don't know. I just sense it.
That's so true.
There's an excess weight that may be trying to attach to you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That can't go with you.
Yeah. Right. That's confirmation. I know exactly what that word is for. It's confirmation. It's something that don't need to be going, tagging along. And I know exactly what that is.
So praise God.
I understand exactly what it is. So it's just confirmation. You know, even when I'm on vacation, I'm speaking to him and like, well, Lord, you know, you just revealing. And it's just
yes, he's a revealing God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you say something. You know, you're right. This is the season of the seer. He's raising. I'm telling you, God is really showing some things. And he's showing it real quick, and it manifests real quick. And I mean, even for those who connected to you, like the ones that you need to cut off, they can't go.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what, just confirmation, because I just say, Lord, this, I don't know what's going on with the people. These people, you know, we can tell them something, but they still want to do things, say wait, and so you just got to let them go.
That's it.
So
that's it.
That's it.
You know, a lot of times it's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
The enemy sends it as a distraction to try to hinder you from going.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And
so we have to be careful in this season. When you know you have a mandate on your life and that you've been called to a particular place, and not everyone can go there, you know?
That's right.
And we sometimes, out of compassion and just love for people,
that's
we
want
to try to bring them in. But if it's not meant for them to be in, that's God's call, not ours.
It's just confirmation. I tell you, it's confirmation. Everybody can't fit through their little hole. You're the only one that can go through it. Everybody's going to be able to go through their little hole. It's just you.
Oh, man,
you are
so correct.
So that's just confirmation.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to say this. It's like God has given you a unique call and an assignment. And, you know, be comfortable, and I sense to tell, be comfortable in your skin. Be comfortable in your walk, in your place that God has called you to do, and be comfortable in that place, regardless of what anything anyone says or anything anyone does. You walk with the comfortableness of knowing that this is your place. This is your position. This is what God has called you to. And if no one goes with you, that's all right, you know? Okay. No one understands. It's okay. You know, it's not about whether they understand or go or are in agreement with what God has called you to do. Just be comfortable in that and continue to walk however He leads. Bless your name.
That's right.
So you are now a traveler? You're traveling around?
I've been traveling.
I just thought back traveling again. I've been traveling.
I was messing with you. I saw your pictures.
I tell you, we flew in. I decided to fly into Orlando, but we ended up getting stuck. Well, we weren't stuck. I tell you, God ain't going to let his child be somewhere and ain't going to take care of him. But they canceled our flight. I suppose they had came back on the 10th on my birthday, but we just got in today. So had 3 more days to be out the country. And I tell you, Spirit, you know, once they behind, when the airline's behind, they behind. And, you know, I can't, you know, got back to DFW, and I came back, and I'm looking for my luggage. They ain't put my luggage on the plane. Yeah, so I just like, I'm going to go home and rest, and, you know, it's just been right. So I was like, you got to be serious. So they had so many people because they behind, and my luggage is in Orlando.
Have they located it?
Yeah, they located.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they did. They located. It'll be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's been a long day, a long flight. It just been, because it was a delay, you know, remind you they canceled our flight for 3 days because of the storm. And when we finally get on the flight, we had to sit there for an hour and some. So I'm just glad I'm home. Sometimes it be like that. It just teach us how to have patience and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people get mad and frustrated, and you just got to have a level head and be humble. Because people at the airport, I was saying I couldn't work at the airport because they catch me.
Yeah, I'm sure they
are. They don't even know what to do themselves.
Right. It's nothing they can do. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Situations like that, sometimes God is trying to give us an extended rest, you know?
Right. I tell you, it was, you know, going to get, you know, traveling. You need rest from traveling. When you traveling from different countries, even state to state,
right?
And you dealing with those airlines, it can be a lot.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
My
son has this wonderful idea wanting me to travel the day after Christmas to a wedding. I will not be. Well, actually, in order for me to be at the wedding, and the wedding is in Texas, so I said, we could drop. Yeah, I was like, but I do not want to be involved with any kind of airline during the holidays. Christmas holidays?
Oh, I won't blame you.
No. So I said, maybe we could try to get time and we could drive. But, you know, he says a 14-hour drive. I'm not driving. Well, I will not be flying. I'm not flying. And I'm not going to try to be at a wedding the day after Christmas. I thought that was kind of interesting anyway. So
I'm like you. I'd rather drive than fly.
I
drive.
Especially
where
you
in Texas?
Fort Worth.
Shut up. That's right here by me. I'm not in Fort Worth, but Fort Worth like 15-20 minutes from me.
Oh, really? Yeah, one of his cousins getting married December the 26th, and I thought, why December the 26th? You know, and she's from South Florida, but I guess the groom's family, they're all in Texas, and I think they may be a little affluent, so I think that was their decision to do it, and so, of course, she's going along with it, but I was like, I won't be there. I will not be there.
Wow. Where we was at this resort, they had this big, huge wedding. I'm talking about they had people come from United States, Canada, kind of pretty much all over the world. They had near almost 300 people fly in.
Oh, wow.
They had two big buses. And I went up to them. I said, you know, can I ask you something? I said, this is a wedding. He said, yeah. I said, how many people? He said, oh, it's almost 300. I said, are y'all from here? He said, no, all over. I said, what?
Wow.
He said, yeah. It's people from Canada, people from the United States, people from Colombia. And I'm like, y'all, these people flew in for, I said, it must be somebody big or something. It was huge. And I was just kind of amazed how that many people flew into that wedding.
Right. Well, like I said, you know, as long as I might have tried to be a part of it had it not been the day after Christmas, but I just thought that I do not want to be someplace at an airport trying to fight.
Oh,
no.
I won't be on no America Airlines or no Spirit. No. They have
no,
a lot. I wouldn't do it either. Not doing the holiday. Not right now. They so far behind on a lot of stuff. I just pulled up where they say they have over 1,000 luggage in London, unclaimed luggage. And I'm like, do they have that many unclaimed? Yeah. I just seen that up on the news. How you got that many unclaimed luggage?
That's amazing.
They say they just got piles of unclaimed luggage in London.
Wow.
I'm like, look at my luggage. You know.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on with the airlines right about now.
Excuse me. Well, I'm glad you're able to get yours and it's been located.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't flown in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've been on an airplane, and I just was like, no, I won't be getting on one anytime soon unless God's on sending me on a mission, which he can't
do. Right. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's just different. It's so different.
I'm different. Sure. Especially since COVID.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So,
well.
Yeah, just, you know, thank you for the word. And I'll let you go to other callers. I was just calling in so you could just pray over me. I just made it back in today.
Well, good. I'm glad you're back safely in the States, back home. And we just know that God always is orchestrating our path and leading us and telling us what to do and how to do it, and so that we don't be over just weighted down with stuff we don't need to be carrying, you know, and folks that do not need to be connected, you know.
That's right.
And things that don't need to be connected. So praise God. All right, LaShawn, well, thanks for calling in, and we will you know, believe God's doing what he has to do to get you to where he needs to have you and minister to the people
Amen.
He's already got there waiting for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Have a blessed night.
All right, bye. All right, we have a few more callers. Let's go up here to 240-482. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Excuse me.
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie from North Carolina. Thank you for calling in tonight. And let me just jot this down. All right, Valerie. Let's see, from North Carolina. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. For what you're doing in her life, Lord. Thank you for the acceleration. Thank you for, you know, as she goes through her journey, as she goes through life, that she will be built up as she
goes. Excuse me. I see a picture or vision of a snowball. I'm like, what has this got to do with? And it's like the Lord is speaking to me about the snowball is that it's coming, it's gaining acceleration as it's going down, you know, this mountain, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting bigger. But even though it's growing in size, as it attracts and attaches the snow as it rolls, it's gaining acceleration, and it's like I sense that the acceleration and the buildup of what it's collecting as it's going down this is almost like making it a powerful moving force. Because in the natural, a lot of things, as I was speaking with LaShun, stuff attached, slowing it down, not able to see through what I was telling her I was seeing. But in your case, it's exactly the opposite. It's almost like I sense that the Lord is using that as a way of saying that, you know, I can work things any way I want to. So in this case, you know, as you go and things are attaching to you as you move, you know, how snow builds up on the snowball as it's going down. But what happens is accelerating in speed, but it's becoming a powerful moving force. And the opposite of what normally would happen, something different is happening in this picture. What used to be considered extra baggage and extra luggage, extra things attached to slow down the pace, this is actually working in the opposite. What's being added is causing a cushioning of what is going on, and it also is helping to gain power and acceleration to handle what's up the road. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, cushion her movement. Cushion her. She goes. It's like this snowball. It's building as it goes. And it's building as it goes because it's preparing her to cushion and to gain acceleration and to be a powerful moving force in the place that God is taking her. Hallelujah. Yes, there are things that have happened. There are things that have attached. But these things will end up being a testimony of how God used what man thought would slow you down will actually speed you up into the place, into the purpose that God has called you to, and with acceleration. And when you get there at the end, you will be a moving force that God has built because of the road that you have traveled. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your love for her. And that, Lord, you are working all things out for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So how are we doing? You're welcome. You're welcome. How are we tonight?
doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
You know,
I think I
received a word recently about acceleration. It's familiar.
That's what now?
Oh, I was saying that I recently received a word about acceleration. You mentioned acceleration and
yeah, it's acceleration, definitely.
So I guess
yeah,
I need to hear it twice.
Acceleration. Yeah, well, it's like confirmation. Yeah, that's definitely acceleration, and it's almost like okay, so you know when you know like with a snowball. Okay, so in a normal sense, when you gather stuff on you, it slows you down, right? You know, that's just kind of the way it normally works, you know. But in this case,
as you went, of course, snow was gathering. You know, I'm seeing the snowball, and I'm just sensing that it's connected with your walk and your journey. And as you moved, more snow, it was being attached and compacted onto this ball of snow. And what would normally be a hindrance ends up being a blessing because it becomes more powerful because of the things that are being attached. And that it's rolling and it's going into acceleration as it goes into position. And not only is it accelerating, but it's powerful. It's powerful because over the journey, over the process of the time and the journey, it's built up. It's been built up. It's been built up. What was the enemy meant for evil? God is using it for good. What the enemy thought would slow you down and hinder you and cause you to not accelerate actually gave you power and strength to move like a mighty moving force with acceleration. So be encouraged. Everything put on you to slow you God is operating and you operating with and through that to have a whole different purpose for you. And so that's awesome.
That is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It is encouraging.
Yes.
Very encouraging. I think one of the things that I wanted to ask for prayer about is just the feeling of just feeling weary, you know, and just, you know, overwhelmed, just kind of some of the just feeling weary, overwhelmed with work and kids and just challenge. It's life's challenges, basically. When you, at the end, when you were praying and you reminded me that God is working all things together for our good, for my good, you know, it's just what I needed to hear.
Oh, praise God. You know, yeah, and in the natural and sense of what we think, you know, things being attached to us, they do make us weary. You know, they do wear us down. But it's almost like the Lord wants you to know that these things, even though at this season they, you know, are attaching and making you to feel weary, it's working for your good because it's all about the strength that will be built through and in you for going through this season and having this journey that, you know, you're being equipped. That's the word. You're being equipped. You're being equipped. And the equipping is coming through the process of what you're going through. The process of what you're experiencing is equipping you for where God is taking you. Hallelujah. So when we look at it that way, we can walk with a whole different mindset about what's going on. Because it's all about the equipping of the saints. It's about God, you know, developing us and making us and molding us into what he wants us to be for the benefit of ourselves and the kingdom of God. So that is, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Yes. Is there anything else you want prayer for?
I would just like to ask for prayer for health for myself. I'm trying to make some changes in terms of, you know, exercise, weight loss, eating right.
Oh, wow.
And,
me too.
Also, yeah, just prayer for my family. Everybody just, you know, we've got all these health challenges and doctor's visits and, you know, just want to just prayer for my children's health and my health.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you. We come to you, first of all, and we know that you are the healer and you are the one who has
designed us and made us. So, Lord, we go to you, the creator, and we ask, Lord, that healing virtue flow through every cell, every molecule, through every vessel, and, Lord, cleanse and clean out everything that is clogging stuff up and making people sluggish. Lord, we thank you for, like, a spiritual, transfusion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the spiritual DNA to flow. The spiritual DNA of the healing blood of Jesus to flow through like a blood transfusion. Hallelujah. And we know there is power in the blood. Yes, Lord, there is power in the blood of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for a spiritual and a manifestation of healing through the blood of Jesus with a spiritual and even, we'll call it forth, natural transfusion with the DNA, the healing power and virtue of God flowing through each one of their lives, through Valerie's life and her children's lives. Lord, we thank you that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling in Jesus' name. And Lord, I encourage Valerie with exercise, and I'm doing the same thing, Valerie. I have this Slim Cycle I bought about maybe a couple years ago, and, you know, I started out pretty good with it, but I stopped. So recently I'm feeling just like what you feel. I was like, gotta get on a regimen of exercise. So what I've decided to do, you know, is like, this is my time of year. I don't really like to go outside too much when it starts getting cold. So I don't watch TV much. So I said, well, I'm going to force myself to just turn that TV on and put it on something edifying and wholesome, and sit there and just pedal that bike for 45 minutes to an hour every day. You know, when I get, you know, when I have a break for lunch here, because I work from home. So I've just made up in my mind that I'm going to become more disciplined, and I am going to just watch what I eat better, more than I was before, and start getting some exercise. So, Lord, we just thank you that you will just give her and show her opportunities to get exercising and getting the right nutrition. And even that, God, I believe will affect the way she feels and how she's feeling about herself and what's going on in her life. Because a lot of times, you know, that will cause us to, you know, have no vitality, no energy, and then you got other stuff going on. So, Lord, we just thank you that she will have a regimen that she will start that can work for her, and that she can be able to benefit from that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. I feel you. I'm right there with you. Definitely.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I definitely believe it's the Lord that, you know, he's saying, hey, you got to do your part.
Yeah.
I've got to take care of this temple. I'm not saying it's the most important thing ever, but, you know, there are things that I can do that I'm not doing that I should be doing.
Right. And my sad situation is I live like less than a block. The park is right less than a block from my house, and it has a walking path. And I have not been going down there. But I said, I'm going to, you know, if I don't get out and start walking on the walking path, I bought this bike. It's sitting in here. I'm going to use it, you know. So, and so I made up my mind. I'm going to become disciplined and start doing more. And I believe you're going to feel better once you get in some sort of regimen of doing that. Yeah. So praise God. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your prayer.
All right. You are welcome. And thank God for you being a part of what God is doing here, you know, with Prophetic Grace Network. You know, you calling in, everyone who calls in, it's just not, I mean, I believe God uses it to encourage others. You know, that everybody knows, you know, we're all, you know, got this walk, and we encourage each other just by praying and hearing what God is doing in others' lives. So I really believe that God is he's doing something, Valerie, and this thing's going to work out totally different from what the enemy thought it was. And you just continue to walk in faith and believe that.
I will. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. All right. Well, be blessed. Enjoy your week. And thanks for calling in.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Good night. All right. And I have one more person with their hand up. 25. Let's see if I can click on it. 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 251-229. Are you there? I think someone's there, but I think they're not awake. 251-229. Hello, are you there? Well, Lord, we're just going to, I think they're there, but I think they are asleep. Well, Father, we just thank you. I'm not sure exactly who that is, but we just thank you, Father, for peace and rest and rejuvenation and for direction, God. In Jesus' name, over 251-229. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank calling in. Got disconnected a couple times, but we pressed on in and raise your hand and press one. If not, we are done for tonight. And I'm so glad that God, led you this way. And I pray that something was said tonight that encouraged us all to be concerned and on track for the mandate for which God has called us to be faithful to it and to know that we are to carry the light, we're to carry the torch, we're to move into this community and the communities that you're in and the places that God is sending you to carry the light, because there's somebody who needs to know that there is hope. There is hope, and we have the hope in us. It's Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for the people of God tonight and those who called in and those who desire to call in. So good night, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. Be blessed. We expect God to do some supernatural things in this season, and he'll get all the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Good night, everybody.